What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, my people? My thoughtful narcissists, man. We back in the building, man. This your boy Outlaw Oop in this thing. We took a little fucking break, but we back, man. I got my co-host in the building with me for sure.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric, man. We here. We back in it. We live. We in full effect.
Yes, sir.
Like, we back at it, man. We ain't letting up for the rest of the year.
No, sir, we not.
Not at all, not at all. What's happening? It's your boy Joe. Back in this thing again.
Yes, sir. We back in this bitch, man. Friend of the show.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, family, man? Sean J, man. Glad to be back. Welcome back, fellas.
Family, man.
I am a motherfucking family.
That's just a funny shit to say this on top.
No, he was saying, I think he was saying we family.
Family. I'm talking about to the family.
Oh, okay. That was just funny. My bad. That was just funny. I was just like, we niggas started off top serious.
We had to let everybody know I'm a family, man.
I'm not a business man. I'm a business man. It depends on how you say it.
Okay. Hell no.
Hey, man. Glad to be back.
That was funny.
Man.
He right, though.
He hey, we appreciate you being back, though, for real.
He right. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody fucking tuning in, man. Like my boy said, we family, man, up here, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't see nobody up in here naked. You know, we got wives and shit, girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real fucking kosher. You know what I'm saying?
Pimp seal cannabis.
You know what I'm saying? We family, man. We ain't never been naked in front of each other. We never ran no train. None of that old freak shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why we always
they
go back
real
to that.
Fucking cool.
We always go
real
back
fucking
to that.
Thoughtful narcissists in this bitch, man. You know how we do. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. You know what to do. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your bro to tell his bro. Tell your auntie to tell your mama. And a hoe to tell a hoe. You know how we go. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real fucking pimping, baby. But hey, 4E, man, forever up. Mixtape coming soon, man. This that boy goddamn Baby Hef, Ali Bouvier, Stupid Crazy. Check them niggas out.
100 round draw, get that bitch a halo. Spin a block, make it look like a tomato. Make them try then stack them all like Legos. Let them motherfuckers know the jalapeno. When I'm stepping in, suit and tie shit, I'm a businessman. Still pop the Glock at his naked chin. I still hit the trap with like 30 bands. Now I'm sipping take, I'm in percolant. Forever up like a ceiling fan. Nigga too fly, this is big span. We were just hanging my side the minivan.
We were just serving gas at the give me six and I get you by half a bow. They bring out me up like Geronimo. She wanna hang on, but I let her go. Pray with the link, got me moving slow. Serving S-Pills and we moving out. Bouvier ain't dripping, designer cloud. Surrounded by concrete, but still guru. I'm the man with the plan.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all hear them boys, man. 4E. Mixtape coming soon, man. Y'all stay fucking tuned. I'm talking about real soon, like a couple weeks soon. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna let y'all know the date, all platforms, all that good shit, all that real shit, man. Shout out to my boy Ali Bouvier, Keezy, Dub, you know what I'm saying? Jack Boy, Laser, Baby Hef, my boy Marchani, everybody who part of the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. Shit coming soon, man. Y'all check that out, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Distinguished Legacy, soundtrack to my life. Shout out to Mr. Upholstery. Shout out to Prestigious Pedigree. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucking Brain Language Art. Everybody got them tap in, tap in, tap in. Shout out to my boy EP from Management, man. Go Militia, they doing their thing, man. We all motherfucking balling, everybody working, man. Y'all know how it go. But we back on the show. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. You know.
It's been a minute,
yeah,
man.
It's been a fucking minute.
We've actually all seen each other between the time. We just ain't really recorded
right,
enough yet.
We had to
yet,
take a hiatus.
It was a lot of different reasons. First off, it's Black History Month.
We can't be out here
giving content.
Right. To the whites.
Yeah.
To the white man. That's who this shit. That's who own Apple.
Yeah.
That's who own Spotify.
Yeah.
That's who own all the shit we own.
We got to show them where we at with it. So off the top, we were just like.
We sacrificed our money.
Yeah. Our time. You know,
us making money on this show. And the time, and you know, y'all fucking with us. We sacrificed that because y'all might have been like, them niggas ain't did it, so fuck them.
Yeah. and say that
we sacrificed that to prove a point that every Black History Month, all blacks should stop working for the white man.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally behind that.
I've been off all month.
I wasn't even wearing any white t-shirts all month. Like, I was like, fuck that. And then, like, off top.
Because they was dingy?
Nah, because I wasn't fucking with cause we're white t-shirts.
Oh, okay. I just,
nah, them bitches was dingy, too.
Tan look like you be pulling up.
That nigga be wearing them goddamn beige cream.
The ones niggas in the army be wearing this shit. That bitch start out white. Like, goddamn, you been doing a damn
sandstorm. Like, boy, that must be your shirt for football practice. That's your t-shirt, your football practice t-shirt.
That shirt.
Nah, I was taking a stand, country ass niggas.
Taking a stand?
I was taking a stand against the white man. Something y'all ain't never done did.
Stand on the bleach, too, huh?
Nah, nigga.
And the washing
powder. I ain't never stand done took a stand against the white man.
Look at that jacket, boy. He ain't afraid of no bleach.
My boy got the acid wash. You know, he got a support for his crew.
And Brittany got a baby ass jacket.
I know y'all niggas. Okay, here we go. We about to start today. I thought we was gonna join on some other niggas.
That nigga
talking about Brittany got a baby. This nigga got Tupac on his shirt. This nigga came out with his superhero.
You know I'm rapping for Lusane. Lusane Parrish Crooks. Shout out to him. Shout out to my dog.
Shout out to the boy.
But there's been a lot of shit that was going on, bro. A lot of shit we didn't touch on.
Talk about a whole month worth of shit.
A lot of shit. Oh,
Super Bowl, Tiny and T.I. done been accused of.
I think that's where we should start at.
You know what I'm saying? Kevin Samuels done took the Black America by storm.
Yeah, he's been making a lot of people upset.
B. Simone's on the bullshit again.
Yeah, that was another thing.
Goddamn shit, everything that happened. What else done happened? Shit, we about to get some stimulus.
Stimmy's coming out soon.
$1,400. They say you get $1,400 for a kid, too.
Oh, shit. You in the game.
I just filed my shit.
You in the game.
Yes, sir.
It's going to go. They still going to get you off to 2019, my boy.
Nah. They're going to have to use. They said your most recent.
That was 20.
I did mine this year.
Oh, okay.
Mine done.
Your most recent?
Most recent.
Nah, oh, so you in the game.
They're going to go from last year.
Nah, most recent. What? My shit.
My nigga in the game. He might be in the game with it.
Say, most
it's been accepted in process.
You got to put the separate one in the Bitcoin for Lil Doe. You got to put it in the Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, we might buy some doggy coin.
Some dog coin.
Guru.
Nah, I'm just talking shit. Well, that's another thing we got to talk about. We didn't talk about GameStop. We got to talk about the GameStop shit that happened. So it's been a lot of crazy shit, but let's start with the bullshit, man, because this Tiny and T.I. shit has got a little more fire at the end of the month. You know, so it's been alleged that they was doing some funny shit. You know, they was doing some swinger-ish type shit, but these weren't with adult women.
These women were not on the kills.
Yeah. They were younger. What the allegations were. The allegations that were some of these women that they said they were younger when this occurred. Some of them talked about some handling that Miss Tiny was performing because she was actually like the ringleader. She
was the madam.
Wrestle them in. You know what I'm saying?
She was the madam of the brothel.
Yeah, that was actually exactly what she was being the madam.
I don't believe these allegations.
I think. It's you got to be careful when you do that shit when you're married, though. You got to really be on your P's and Q's when you start bringing other people into your bedroom, especially when you famous.
Yeah, because that shit can happen. Looking for attention.
That shit can happen. Somebody could have been. They could have been messing with a girl who was 19, 20, and they just said that they was underage. So it's a lot of funny shit. You know what I'm saying when it comes to that. But a lot of the allegations was coming from some people who weren't really reliable too. They were saying that there were some folks who was just turning in shit. And then they was posting it just to see would she even try to vet it.
Oh yeah. The chick who was trying to expose all of this, the whistleblower.
Yeah, she was just taking whoever was said whatever. So
yeah, because one of the girls was like, girl, I just made that shit up. She reposted my shit. She's so damn crazy.
But why the fuck would you make some shit? Why would
for
you
clout,
write?
Man.
Well, she was doing it, I guess, to try to see if she was testing.
They do anything for clout.
But, I mean,
they do anything for clout. They do anything for clout.
Give no test like that at this point.
Yeah.
They do anything for clout. That's
nigga,
why she did it.
Nigga, they could have went and got that nigga or something. You know,
they did it. The bitch did it and then turned around and said, I just made that shit up. Like, that's how you know she did it for clout. I want people to know this was me. I said that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I said that for attention.
Yeah.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Well, I don't get it, but
I know
get
it, you understand, but it's stupid. It's dumb. Like, it doesn't.
It's dangerous.
Not, yeah, it's dangerous. It doesn't make sense. But
you just don't want to play with nothing like that shit, especially when that shit is really going on. And there could be people who really are being abused by them, and we. They just gonna go on deaf ear. Yeah, because there's some people doing that and being messy.
Out here making
and then because a lot of the shit going on where when it comes from folks that you got beef with, that's the worst kind of information that come out. When a motherfucker got beef with you, then they liable to say anything on your name. Right. But nigga don't fuck with you.
They say old girl's like obsessed with Tiny though. She obsessed with Tiny type shit, like, you know, and
I wonder
she
why
she tried to say. First, she tried to come out and say
they had a threesome. They was fucking around.
They said there was some extracurricular.
So you think she like fell in love with Tiny?
That's what they said.
Dang, bro, that's kind of weak though. Like the girl supposed to fall in love with you after the threesome. Like she fall in love with your wife.
I mean,
that makes me Clifford. What's going on over there, fella?
I mean, she could have just already been liking that bitch, though.
Tiny was munching on that thing.
That yeah.
I'm saying, if she come to the prison and get you right, she got dang on point.
Yeah, the conjugals, you know. You got to have a real one.
It wasn't no conjugal.
Oh, you're right, it wasn't. You're right, because they don't do conjugals in Georgia.
It's the regular room.
That's wild.
He was fed.
They don't do that. And I don't think
Tiny are down. Tiny are...
So I see. Tiny down, I see why.
It's stupid because they always get caught up in some shit. Like, just stop. Just do the right thing.
But see, a lot of the shit he puts himself in. Like a lot of shit we've been talking on the show about him. He's put himself into a lot of these situations.
This situation was because the lady came out and tried to say that T.I. put a gun to her head in front of some kids and all this old other
shit.
This
was a while ago though.
This was she said it been happened, but she never talked about it. But right. I guess they so apparently. The story is that these people, T.I. had been trying to cut this lady off. Like, she was just like a stylist or some shit like that. Worked for
an
assistant. She was dying wilding, I guess, trying to slick stalk Tiny or maybe be like obsessed with her a little bit.
She got
their relationship.
Carpet
you know
munched.
What I'm saying? And then, you know, T.I. apparently they cut her off. And then that's when she comes out like, yeah, nigga, I ain't saying nothing about when you held that gun to my head in front of the kids. And she like on live saying all this shit.
Right.
Talking about y'all be fucking bitches. Y'all be giving them drugs and making them come in the room.
That was another added part to it. They said they was out there drugging
these
NDAs folks.
NDAs and shit.
But these people don't realize that they make them look like shit just as much. Because like...
Yeah, you,
you
can
let
this
shit go down.
Information, like,
why you been saying something, ho?
They got lesser to lose, though. They were like, man, we might as well shoot this motherfucker.
And the I was scared always goes down. Like, you can always get that off.
And
like,
now
I was scared.
It, right.
Yeah. I'm the smaller motherfucker in this shit.
Bill Cosby was going to do anything to me. I was scared. Right. You know, so.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that shit's true, though.
So but, I think Mayweather fucked Tiny, though. That's why
I think it did.
Now
happen.
I can see that probably happening.
On some swinger shit.
What the fuck?
That's why T.I. tried to fight that nigga.
But why would you even...
T.I. did try to fight him because he said he had disrespect. Like you
They
know,
was at odds.
They was at odds.
Oh, yeah. What's the name told the story? Young Joe told the story on the 85 South show. Like, that nigga really...
What Young Joe
really
say?
Really tried to... Well, about the whole T.I. confront him in the club. He ain't really confirm or deny why. But it was...
Yeah, T.I. swung at that nigga.
That's
a bold nigga. But see, Floyd. But when you see Floyd, because I seen Floyd in real life, Floyd is small.
Yeah, Floyd is smaller than
you would
everybody
feel
in here.
If you thought you was tough, you would feel like I can hit this nigga and he gonna go down.
But then you gotta remember that this nigga had like 50 plus fights, and a lot of niggas don't even hit this nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not thinking that though, because I have common sense.
But I'm just talking about
swinging on Floyd Mayweather. If I
was I'm talking about
street,
just
Floyd is gonna hit you three times in less than a second and cut your fucking eye, and you're gonna start bleeding, and you won't
be
able to see
looking
no
like Nate Robinson,
especially
running
at
him.
Especially thinking you fucking quit, and you just punching, and you're
punching wild.
Your whole
and this nigga got to hit you with a
this nigga,
and next thing you know, your shit leaking. These niggas know how to punch you and cut you and make you bleed.
This nigga Floyd know how to dodge a nigga punch that throws a perfect punch.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He dodges it at an elite level.
Right.
He's gonna fucking
this shit is instinct.
Every punch I
he
throw.
See a punch coming, he
and your punch gonna be slow.
He gonna have a counter
because you already
it's instinct to goddamn for him to hit you back right after that.
But you gotta respect a nigga that does punch a nigga that's 50 and 0 though. You gotta respect a nigga for swinging.
He's stupid,
but you gotta respect
you got some balls.
Yeah, you gotta respect the heart.
Only way you'll do that if that nigga fucked your bitch.
True.
But I'm still not doing that. Because that make me look even dumber.
That's an egotistical nigga because he probably like, we fuck bitches together.
We fuck niggas bitches.
Now you done went out and got some outside dick.
With a nigga I'm with, at odds with.
That with a nigga I'm at odds with.
No, they wasn't at odds until he fucked her.
Well, no, that's what he said to her when
I
they
think
was...
that was the odds.
No, he said in the discussion, when remember on the show, he was like, you was talking to somebody I was at odds with. Like, that was the main thing. He was like, oh, you was messing with a girl?
They probably had some back door, some underground.
Yeah, it's probably some business shit. Yeah, something
that we don't know about.
There probably was a deal in the works that Floyd was like, never mind, I ain't fucking with you, Clifford. You know what I'm saying? Telling, and, you know, backed out.
In that room. It's a lot of money, but this is, wow. T.I. and Floyd, okay.
But nah, bro, we gotta get into Kevin Samuels, though, for real. Like, he has been taking Kevin over. Samuels, like, we talked about him a little bit on the show. We didn't give him his just due. Like, this one, we have to kind of give him his flowers now.
He don't really
like, you giving him flowers.
I mean, his flowers.
A lot of bitches want to give him goddamn.
Okay, I'm talking about from what we do. We're media. We talk about shit. We get content and viewers and shit. Like, from that standpoint, flowers. You got to give it to him.
He's definitely come up in a short period of time. And now I saw on YouTube a video from this nigga from 4 years ago. Look like a completely different nigga.
Yeah.
But I'm looking like...
selfie video.
Yeah. I'm like...
Nigga was selling oils and shit off his
I'm
page.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And now I look at this nigga, he just got that. Like, somebody done gave this nigga the recipe.
Figured it out.
Somebody done gave this nigga the recipe, and he be on here.
It's causing tension between two people. That's what it is.
It's causing tension between the black
That's how you
men
get the algorithm
women.
To go on your side. When you start
between
saying
men and women, now you making people watch it to see what the fuck is going
now
on.
Now they picking sides. Now they in the comment section saying he's an asshole and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, and this is the one thing everybody keeps talking about him and his tone and all this stuff, these folks want to be on his show. Right. They call in to be a part of
this
experience.
Ain't calling no
whether,
random
whether
person.
Whether you get embarrassed or whether you anything.
You want right. They want this attention. So let's ignore the tone shit because that's all for theatrics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The shit is like this. The conversation that we're having, because everybody's like, oh, it's shallow. Bro, the whole conversation, thank you. You got to get to the deep end, you have to go through the shallow end. Like, we've said this shit on the show prior to it. So, that's why I don't even really give a fuck about all that other shit, because it's all theatrics. But when he said that shit about that nigga being a fat fuck, and called that, do you have a big dick?
That nigga said, do you got a big dick?
He asked that nigga, do you got a big dick?
He said, I don't know.
It's average.
He said, no, it's not average. Do you got a big dick?
I know I got a big dick.
He said, how would I know? He said, yeah, he said, I know I got a big dick. If you know you got a big dick, he said, you know when you got a big dick. He was like, well, I guess. He said, nope. So you fat. He said, you don't got a big dick.
And you make less than $1,000 a month.
He was like, yeah, nobody wants you, a fat fuck. He said, so basically, you're a fat fuck.
When he called that nigga a fat fuck, I lost it, bro. That shit was insane.
That was the first video I saw. Nah,
but see,
that was the first one you saw. The first
so
one
you didn't
I
even see another one with the ladies? You didn't see none of them?
No, he said that was the first one. Not
wow.
The only
that's
one.
The first one.
I saw. No, I'm just saying that was interesting to be. That would be your first experience with
him. The first one I saw was he was going at the ladies. So when he went at the dude, it was new to me.
But that was what he used to do.
But I mean, the dude, he didn't. I don't know what's wrong with him.
But not
see if I can find that clip.
That's what he used to do, though. Like, he used to have guys come in and he would consult on them, and they'd be like, oh, why women don't like me? And he'd be like, oh, because you ain't got no swag. Get some swag. You make money? Okay, you good. And then he'll sell them like some pills or some shit. You know, bro, you know the shit on YouTube that gets all the recommendations when you scrolling through that's like, how to talk to girls or how to be smooth with no words and all this other, you know, all that little corny guy shit.
How to tell if a girl likes you.
Yeah, like shit like that. Common sense shit. She keeps looking at you.
Shit.
When you walk to the bathroom, she's still looking at you. That's how you know. But it's just little shit like that he's just taking advantage of, and then just grew his platform, and then women started calling in, because, of course, if they got men calling in, women going to follow suit afterwards just because they going to want to know shit.
They really started calling because he got into that high-value shit.
Yeah.
Because he's an image consultant.
Yeah, that's his trade.
So it's like he's talking to business, like niggas who like, not just, you know, just like a certain type of nigga who may make a certain type of money. So then he got into that, and then the women like, oh, 100K, how should I get that nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Samuels, because you always say every video that you a high-value nigga. So
y'all want to hear the clip where he roasted the dude? I found it.
We might as well. Right. We pretty much said the whole thing, though.
It's a little cringy.
Yeah, it is.
I ain't see all the other shit. I just heard when the nigga said he was 5'10", I said, yeah, he 5'8". So I'm going to just leave the video. He's going to get embarrassed.
It's by approaching women.
So and women can tell I'm not getting no play?
Anybody, all 462 people in the chat room can tell you ain't getting no play. That's the energy you're getting. Because
you're calling this goofy.
Because you're a guy that said you don't think you should have to approach women. They should give you choosing signals. Where would you rank yourself on a scale from 1 to 10? How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". How much do you weigh?
So you want
to... I weigh about
200 what?
Two what?
Days between 280 and 285.
So you're a fat fuck. 285.
So you're a fat fuck.
So you think a 5'10", almost 300-pound dude, how much money you make?
Like 400 every 2 weeks.
So you make 400 every 2 weeks. So you make 800 a month.
But he's 20 years old. That's his mind. He's 20.
$10,000.
I mean,
okay. How many 20-year-olds was
having? Hold on. Dude, I was a 20-year-old, and I was making far more money than that. In the 80s, a minimum wage was $3.35 an hour, so I need to hear it. Ooh. How long? You got a big dick?
Huh?
You have a big dick?
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No, Ron Jeremy.
Hold on.
That nigga, you can't call. You can't, when a nigga ask about a dick, you can't bring another nigga name up.
Yeah, that's weird.
I ain't know Ron Jeremy is wild.
That's crazy.
Super Paul.
Huh?
That is nuts.
You have a big dick?
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No. I asked you if you had a big dick. I just said it was above average.
I don't know what that is.
Nigga, you know if you got a big dick, because I stop the bullshit.
Yeah, damn.
Every dude know whether or not he got a big dick. I know I got a big dick. You don't know?
Quit playing.
I mean...
You don't have a big dick. That's
you know your resume. You know what's been said about you.
You know the word on the street is.
Right. You know what your girl told you.
Word of mouth, will travel.
As soon as you pull your shit out of the
mouth, yeah. She going to tell you. She's going to be painfully obvious about your shit.
Yeah.
If she fuck with you.
Nah, bro. You don't even have to, bro. You can tell the disappointment if a bitch ain't going to... If she was expecting you to be fucking King Cobra. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just cut that out now.
You don't sound like you don't experience
that. That's what I said. I ain't never had that kind of disappointment. I haven't had the disappointment too. I done had the more surprising shit where the girl didn't think I was packing, and then I was like, oh, hey. My nigga got that strap on him.
So they was just dying.
You got the strap on him. That's your last reference.
The strap on him.
I didn't want to call it a glizzy.
You've used two.
All right. I didn't want to call it a glizzy.
All right, young M.A. Because
you're going to
take
get
it
weird,
easy.
And then this nigga going to start saying shit.
Hey, man. Wow.
Chill, young M.A. Listen.
I was trying to. I didn't want to say glizzy.
What a weirdo.
This is what I was saying. So y'all, all right, we all know he got dang. He roasted dudes. He roasted ladies more so often. But, like, for me, it's just the fucking how the women, bro. And a lot of it is on Clubhouse and Twitter and shit, you know, because I be on here. You know what I'm saying? I just like to look and see people's opinions and what people think. It's interesting to me. I should have went to fucking school for psychology, like, because I'm so interested in, like, the way other people think about shit. Like, how do you even come, like, coming to that conclusion is nuts. Like, you have to have something already wrong with you.
Damn. Even,
no, seriously.
You definitely do.
Money. Seriously, so
something
it's like,
be wrong.
Basically, though, a lot of women are so pissed off. Like, these women are on Clubhouse killing Kevin, saying, like, this dude is
there's a lot of rooms.
He's killing black society, and he's degrading women, and he's this, and he's that, and he's woo-dee-woo. And then he's like, you get in here, and you hear just women just spewing all this shit, like, about how black men ain't this, black men ain't that. Like, we just the
worst.
He's
the voice of black men.
Yeah, like we just the
UK people. Them UK black women be going in there.
Yeah,
going,
the UK,
wow.
And the African black women too. They be going fucking crazy. Like the African ladies who be in there,
passionate.
They be going crazy.
The passion comes out of that voice, man.
But it's like, then I don't know. But I just like I've come to the conclusion, and this may be really fucked up. This may be really fucked up. We might need to drop some bombs for this shit.
Nigga, boom, you boom, got boom, the boom, you boom. Control the soundboard.
Boom, 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 boom. Dropping bombs.
This nigga did
nigga.
This.
Let's go. Listen.
This nigga did this. On sound bombs.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, check this out, bro. Women don't listen to understand what the fuck a man is saying. Okay. Point blank, period. I've been in fucking clubhouse rooms, and I've watched women just straight up disregard a man, talk about how he sounds, talk about his pictures, start fucking ridiculing him for other shit.
How do you talk about what we're talking about?
Nah, even talk about what you talking about. Because this nigga done said some shit, and the other niggas in the room is like, ooh, bombs. This nigga dropping bombs. This nigga dropping gems. Like, and they mad. Gems. They mad because niggas make valid points. Like, bro, women just.
Some women.
You got, most if women. Most
he didn't even drew a line in the sand.
On Clubhouse, most women.
This is what I'm talking about. Okay. On Clubhouse, most women. On Twitter, most women. You know what I'm saying?
Twitter might be a little different because I know for a fact the bitches be lying. They just be tweeting shit.
Yeah, they just say whatever.
There's a famous tweet.
They be hating that nigga.
They be saying, I hate Nick. I say I hate men and then be under my nigga.
Yeah, I mean
that's a famous tweet. That's a historical tweet, right?
So, Clubhouse, that should they be serious.
So they be alone. Like, you can tell. You can hear the echo in the back.
Yes, bro.
It's real lonely over there.
Right, these bitches be at home alone.
It's raps for you, baby. You need to go to bed.
My nigga said it's real lonely over there.
For you tonight, hun.
These bitches be on Clubhouse all night. But I had a bitch tell me I've been hosting this room for over 24 hours. Like, yeah, bitch, that's what's wrong with you. That's why you're mad.
I hope you got some money.
Fucking rude. I wish I, and it'd be hard because I'd be like, bro, it's so crazy on club. I don't want to fuck up my presence. Like, I don't want these motherfuckers remember you, bro. When you come in that room, they know who the fuck you are. It's fucking wild how this shit is like a close knit.
So, you done been on stage?
Yeah, all the time. Nigga, they call me up on stage all the time.
Niggas will ping you to go on stage.
Yeah, niggas ping me to come on stage. Like, I be on stage on a lot of different groups. Like, niggas call me in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they be wanting me to talk and I get up there. I be saying shit and people be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with that outlaw. Like, they be fucking with me. So, they call me. You know, they ping me in. I be on stage. But it's like, bro, I can't get up here and say what the fuck I really want to say because I'm going to end up chumping this lady off and then... Nah, I'm gonna be the bad guy to all the ladies, all the clubhouse ladies, bro. They're blackballing, nigga. They'll be on clubhouse trying to.
That's simping in a tad bit form. But you, I mean, I don't know what you said.
That's simping. Nah, it's just like I don't want to fuck up my. I don't want to fuck up my clubhouse personality.
So it's a simp is your personality. That's what you're trying to say.
I'm saying because I'm trying to promote the show. I'm trying to do this shit. I'm trying to promote my clothing line.
He always put on his little likable goddamn look. Little voice.
I understand.
Like, both sides and shit. Like, yeah, I see what you said, but I also see what you said.
Yeah,
he's famous for that.
That's how you gotta do it. The clubhouse. I gotta make everybody feel
they
like
should
they
change
right.
his name right. for I see what you saying.
Right. I see what you saying. But look, but at the same time,
trying to cap on me.
No,
over
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, sometimes you gotta. Hey,
sometimes
man.
Both people right. Sometimes you know, somebody wrong. Sometimes ain't
truth.
Nobody right.
That shit is funny as fuck.
Sometimes everybody wrong.
Oom know how to host a room though. He be doing a good job on his hosting. I ain't gonna cap on my boy. He be up there. He be getting
jumping.
That's
what I'm saying, bro. I ain't trying to fuck up my clubhouse persona. Correcting
there is no way to correct a woman though. If you're being honest,
but I think a lot of women will respect you, bro. If you were to tell the truth, you
may
get 10 bitches that
the truth though.
I don't know y'all names. 10 women. That may
they don't
give
like
you
when you
hell,
call them females.
They rather you call them a bitch
that
and a
may
female.
Be respecting you. They may hit your inbox. May be like, hey, I fuck with that.
Nah, I don't want the inbox. I want you to say that shit on stage with
tell me.
They ain't gonna out themselves like that.
Yeah, because the other women gonna be like, no, I want you to think like us.
Right.
Or you're
so,
a pick
no,
me.
Bitch. Yeah, you're a pick me because you listen to men. That's all I be hearing.
That's
what
yeah.
they call pick me women. But right. I ain't against the women. I'm with the women. I want y'all to fuck.
I'm saying you feel like Kevin Samuels is degrading women. You feel like he's ruining black society.
No, he just telling the motherfucking truth and he don't give a motherfuck if you like it.
Our materialism already fucks us up. So, I mean, the fact that even the conversation is like, how do we not have a healthy partner and find a healthy relationship outside of what that person does? Like, look what the conversation is starting at. You know what I'm saying? Men starting at how big your ass is and how many niggas that didn't touch you. And women starting at how long the money and how much money you spending on me.
How much
they don't care how much
make.
Money you got. They don't care how much money you make now. They as long as you spending on me, That's all they care about.
You spend it all on me, that's on you.
Yeah, that's your business, not me.
Bro, we're in a swipe right, swipe left society, bro. Nobody, that's what your profile is.
Yeah, essentially.
That's how 80% of niggas is getting bitches these days.
Yeah,
I said this. Swipe right and swipe left.
But so, not even that, it's like in person too, though.
And then when you meet them in person, it's about, okay.
How much you spending?
Spending the dates and shit like that.
Like I said, I told a girl.
But it all depends on what you showing though, cause
I told a girl this. I was talking on the Twitter.
Don't go all day. Fucking though. Like, well, I'm going to your house. Like that's the first date. When I pull up on you.
He put it out there on the strength though.
Yeah, we go ahead and knock it on out. We like each other.
But how long them bitches not lasting long. Though?
Exactly. I definitely, but that's what I want.
Expiration dates.
That's what I want.
Me and JoJo didn't talk about this before. We enjoy fleeting love. We like the love that is slowly going down a hill. Yeah, to a river.
Yeah, like
we got a peak, and then that motherfucker just.
And then we both jump off, and then, you know, hey.
All right, you know what I'm saying? We go our way.
You probably had one that you didn't want to fleet, so you just want
to. I mean, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you catch one. Hey, we talked about that too on the show. Yeah. We said out. We had that one that you
know what? Yeah, the rest of y'all can go too.
Yeah, it be like that, but. The thing is, when you choose this life, you can't get mad when shit ain't going to go your way. Because for a lot of chicks, they thought you was going to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And so you can't get mad when the chick that you really like up and go on you just like you didn't up and going on people before you. You know what I'm saying?
Because they fucking mind.
Yeah, all the time. So you can't be mad at
y'all
that.
Y'all are not with the attached, like the long-term relationship deal. Y'all are just more so like, hey, everything
it just depends
is
on. It depends on how long the
relationship goes.
Yeah, like, it depends on the dynamics on what we long-term for. Yeah. Like, that's what it depends. Like, the longevity depends on what's required of us to, you know? Right. If we're able to be cool and it's not be a lot of pressure or shit, we can have this shit go for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We can ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off.
The moment is like exclusivity. The moment is like, oh,
we can do exclusivity. I'm saying, I'm straight on that
but
too.
But the moment is like a title now.
Those
is,
be the best ones, though.
The moment is the title, the
moment we go in depth, the moment is like she tries to like move in with you or she wants to like, you know,
that all depends on
that's the kind of vibe you're giving off. A chick is not gonna just wanna move in with you if you're not giving off that vibe like stay with me.
No, women are gonna be like, dang, what's next, nigga? Like
have y'all ever had that happen to y'all? Like a chick just crash on y'all?
No, not crash.
Oh, I was about to say.
She gonna be like, "Dave, maybe we should get a place together. You know, our lease is about my lease about to be up. Let's get a place."
No, I timed that shit out perfectly, so that doesn't happen.
But see, Fred go out his way. But see, me, it was a lot of the times where it was like, "Baby, like I want a baby. I'm finna be 25. I'm finna be 28." And it's like,
it's like it just keeps happening. Why these chicks keep getting older?
You're 27 now. But. You want a baby at 28? I'm not finna have a baby. We don't even know each other. Right. I don't know really. I've never seen you mad. I've never seen you mad at me. Mad at somebody else. I ain't seen you in all your phases of what you got going on. So I need to see you broke, fucked up, rich, happy, sad, mad, depressed, all that shit before
I can see if I need to.
And then you talking about a fucking baby. That's setting me up for fucking disaster.
No, that's exactly the mind you gotta have on that shit.
So it's like, you know, if you
jumping the gun, man, ain't fun.
Age or married at an age, tell me about it. Your auntie did and shit. That's automatic.
You gotta be careful who you have kids with. Yeah, this isn't gonna last long. Because you gotta think about
she more interested in the damn baby.
But you gotta be careful who
they just want them likes sometimes
with dog. I'm telling you,
want them likes.
You gotta remember that this child is half of your other. Half of whatever the other parent is.
Family.
Dog, yes. You gotta meet mine. These motherfuckers might have tendencies. Michael. These motherfuckers might have habits, might have, you know, goddamn.
I wish whatchamacallit was here. I wish Dub was here.
No, seriously.
Because remember what he said on the show about this when we talked about that?
What'd he say?
He said you gotta make sure she ain't got a happy brother that's a special helper. Like, you remember she said that? Dub said that on the show.
But yeah, like all that though. You never know what the fuck might be going on with that family and what they got going on with them. So
you see, I said that was nicely. That's a nice way to say it. A special helper. That's a nice way to say it.
And then you get this kid, and now this kid is having problems and shit. This kid is doing shit, and this kid is acting, you know,
behavior.
You like, damn, what the fuck wrong? Like, I know he's gonna get this shit from me.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's
you know what I'm saying? Because I be saying that shit to myself all the time. Like, bro, this shit, this ain't for me. Yeah. Like, this nigga ain't doing this.
This ain't not in our blood.
Nah, this ain't from the goddamn.
This thing come from like, the homeland.
Nah, bro.
This was a learned behavior.
Yeah, this was some shit over here. I know because I done seen it in the, you know what I'm saying, mama. You feel me? So I'm like, yeah, nigga.
You done seen it in active?
You can see the
direct transfer of like, yeah, that's that shit your mama be on. Exactly
what you're talking about.
We got to get that shit. We got to nip that shit, dog. Cannot let that shit ride.
Can't let that sit in there.
No.
Can't let that fester.
We got to cut that characteristic off. Like
early.
That shit crazy.
Hell no.
So you know, even some of my shit, I be like, damn.
Yeah,
nah, nigga, don't do that.
To me, that's the biggest one. Where it's like, when you see the shit that fuck you up, and you see that in your youth, that should be the one that make you the most like freaked out. Cause I've seen that with my kid, like with my son. Like, bro, don't be talking like that, dog. That shit don't lead you. That don't lead you the right way, nigga. Right. Like, that ain't that thought process you on. I know where that takes you. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's not gonna take you to the path that if your brain worked like my brain,
right?
It ain't gonna take you. Gonna take you.
And so, you don't want to go there. But yeah, it's crazy, bro. So you definitely like, it's bigger than just, do I even like this motherfucker? It's like, what type of shit? Like, what's your goddamn?
What's the bling going to make?
What's your DNA?
And that's what I'm thinking about from day one. Like, not like, you know, on some weird shit, but just like, you know, I'm fucking with you. I'm seeing what you got going on. You see what I got going on. You know, then I decide what I want to do. Goddamn.
Are we going to create a... Are we going to create a functional, rational human being together? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta think about, man, if I'm going to be fucking with you 10 years from now.
Right.
Because I get tired of people and people get tired of me.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's like, shit, I don't want to, you know, have you in some shit you don't want to be in. And we all
niggas just in here looking
whack.
Crazy at each other, mad.
Yeah, like just looking stupid. We just dealing with each other. And we ain't even have to do this shit.
So, no, I wanted to bring this up to y'all because it kind of is on the same line. So, there's like basically a Facebook group online where you can like sell your sperm, right? Where you can kind of like black market this shit, like freehand the joint. Like straight to consumer. Sack the consumer.
No
like
bag.
It can go straight
no
that way.
No
yeah.
pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. It goes stack the consumer straight like that. Like you can put it in the mailbox. But then I started like going through like
I don't know if it's a
I mean you have to put in like a little cooling thing, but you can mail it.
That's a lot to
COVID-19.
But you'd have them pay for everything, like from what I was looking. Yeah. So what I was doing, I was looking at it and I was going through and I'm looking at these people with different stories. And I start going through like the legalities of it. Cause I'm like, I know these niggas can't just be paid. Sending these niggas can't just be sending a nut thinking it's all gonna be good.
Like
so,
nigga, they can put you on child support.
In a lot of states they can. Like it's no question about it. If that's your DNA, it don't matter if I sent that shit. It was no penis vagina connection, nigga. This went straight to a cup.
Never met this lady,
and she could put you on child support.
That's why I would.
Because a lot of them are like, you know, alternative lifestyle. I don't really like saying that, but essentially they're just, you know, people who aren't male, females who can have kids.
You're talking about lesbians that are.
There's lesbians. There was one I saw that he was like one person was a transgender woman, and the other one was a transgender man, and they were wanting a kid.
Wow, so
you know
they
what
both
I'm saying?
Switched.
Yeah. So and they both and but they wanted a kid. Yeah, I'm not even trying to get onto that. I'm just saying,
no,
like,
I'm
they,
saying that's interesting.
Yeah, so they both, like I said, they wanted, like, they still wanted to have a kid,
they
and that was
both,
what they did.
But if they both switch,
okay,
you know, no,
both
let's not get
switch,
into the
they just cancel each other out.
That's what I'm saying.
But the trans man does not want to utilize his female organs to have children. So he wants to just because that would be emasculating. So,
because he want to feel like a man,
yeah.
So he like, I'm not.
He is a man,
no baby.
Yeah. So they would do that and try to look for. But my thing is this: what happens if y'all break up and now this person is no longer responsible for this kid? Now you're looking at me for some money. I'm like,
wait, which one
for this stuff, man?
Even if you have paperwork, though.
Hey, that's a hell of a goddamn.
That's a crazy situation,
that's
right?
A call again, because the dude, none of this, he don't know nothing about.
That's an MTV.
Nothing. The hell got this shit.
That's an MTV show, True Life. I donated my sperm, man. And now I'm on child support.
Bro.
That
is a whole new platform. That is like.
Bro, we need to protect men, bro. Yeah, like we need crazy. Better laws out here. We need men to be protected. Like, if I get a note notarized, if I get paperwork notarized saying, I am giving you my physical part body, yeah, but I don't want no responsibility. Even if you do that, it still don't matter for
you
some states.
You have to get like a signed affidavit.
It's like 13 states where that shit might work
for you. You have to get like a signed affidavit, legal documentation type shit.
You got to sign away all your parental rights and stuff like that. Like, yo, if the kid becomes a superstar, I'm not going to try to cash out on him. Like, you lucked up. You got
even know. You won't even know.
Yeah, honestly, you got one of my good ones. You were trying to cash out on a nigga.
There's a lot of motherfuckers that would.
That's why I don't want to do it. Nah.
Yeah, I got a question.
See what my nut do.
I need to see what my nut do.
Hey, man, type of man. Shit I'm spitting yeah, out. Yeah. You I'm got, spitting you out got, winners and losers.
I'm spitting hot fire at this point.
You got your nice
that's why your mama. That's why the mama the mad at too, though.
You got one of your kids on TV in the NBA. And
you might spit out a winner and a loser.
You be like, hell no, fuck them niggas. That's me right there.
That's me. That's me.
That's me right there.
Best thing I ever did, boy.
Shut y'all ass up.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all see y'all brother on the TV?
Look at your brother.
You don't even know about y'all stupid ass y'all niggas.
That's just fucking them motherfuckers. They be like, my daddy talking about the niggas.
This is what I'm saying, though,
man. My daddy went
senile. Yeah, that nigga hit tripping.
One that got away. Yeah.
You gotta make sure you goddamn have a good woman, a good mother,
right,
bro.
That's what it's all about. Because
I'm saying you might be spitting winners out, but if you spit your winner and a loser, bro.
Spitting winners out is nuts.
If you spit your winner and a loser,
potential.
It's now you got a 50-50. Now it's a toss-up. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to leave it to the coin flip, baby.
I feel it.
You gotta get you a winner, man. Drop them dubs in a dub, man.
Man, that was wild, though. Like, I just couldn't imagine, like, just the kind of shit. Because I saw people over there who were saying, like, I guess people who try to be donors, who try to donate are, like, really aggressive and, like, making sure that, hey, I don't want, you know, just to come back on me and stuff. And the lady was like, you guys need to be nice. We're going through things. People are going to do different things. No, nigga. Like, you can go through shit, and then that shit could affect me. Because I tried to help you.
I just needed this hot 250, man. I'm telling you. My light bill was low.
You can get it. Bro, we bought it. Yeah, how much y'all charging?
Oh, you talking about on the Facebook?
Yeah, on the Facebook shit.
Oh, on the Facebook, so I'm charging.
Yeah, it is illegal, but
I'm charging. I'm charging.
That's
goddamn,
what I was thinking about, like,
it is illegal to freehand a nut.
On
but
the Facebook, I'm charging 10 racks.
Bro,
you can't 10 racks for
the 10 bands
for the jizz.
I got Nigerian nigga. This shit is special.
Nigga, you're not even 6 feet. How can you do
this shit
10 racks for
the DNA? I got plenty of 6 foot motherfuckers in my family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just ain't nothing I know.
What, you gonna put your ancestry with that motherfucker?
That might as well.
You like can't.
90%.
I'll tell you right. Oh, King Tut was my ancestor.
But if I do that, boy, I know I'm gonna get 10 racks. They gonna
you
come
not
back,
get 10 racks off the nut.
Like, oh shit, this nigga's related to goddamn all the grunts.
The most they'll probably give you about 4. I can see somebody throwing.
Oh shit, this nigga related to Jesus, nigga.
400.
400
and they all your expenses paid. Like 400 would be what you get after all the expenses paid. So
like, this nigga got them Moses, great
hey,
nephew.
That shit is sick. Just thinking about it's a black market of.
It's just niggas selling
on everything,
shit.
Nigga. You know somebody
that
need a kidney. Shit,
I'm just saying it's sick though.
Niggas is buy a kidney.
That
niggas will buy a motherfucking lung on the black market.
Injected into they
not on Facebook.
Some people are doing it like that too. Some people they'll just do that. Like they'll just. Put it in there and just shoot it straight in their uterus.
They gotta wait till they ovulate.
Yeah, they gotta wait till they ovulate.
They probably put that shit on a little vibrator. And
they pop a pussy on the handstand.
Nobody's putting it on a
no,
vibrator.
I'm just like, talking nigga, shit. You never fucking know.
It gotta shoot,
nigga. Yeah, like, and you can't put it. It can't hit the air like that. It'll die. Like
that
you gotta go
run, bro. That shit gotta hit.
Yeah, it gotta get.
Run,
yeah, it gotta get right in that moist. You gotta go straight from the cup to the moist. It can't be sitting in there.
Put that bitch in a turkey baster.
Yeah, it gotta go right in the TV.
In the hole, like you
that's
know.
How
me.
I always thought that's how that.
Yeah, turkey baster is a works.
Y'all niggas ain't never skeeted in though.
Crazy.
You right in a turkey baster.
Yeah, why would you want to skeet in a turkey
yeah,
baster?
I never said a turkey
baster.
Oh,
okay, I was about to say.
I'm talking about y'all ain't never skeeting it nothing. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Y'all fucking all grown men here.
Y'all niggas ain't never skeeted, man.
They call whatever. Me Cousin Skeeter. That show was about me, nigga.
That was insane.
Not Cousin Skeet OG.
Cousin
Skeet OG. Hell no. That was a crazy show.
Cousin Skeeter, a fucking puppet.
Yeah,
Megan
Good
was
on
Megan
fire,
Good
man.
Was.
She came
that was
out
my
on
show.
That.
That shit barely came on, too. I hated that.
They only gave it like once a week.
Once
like,
every other like Sunday.
My boy with
shit.
the hair.
Arnaz.
Yeah.
Why is that his only name that people? This nigga been in Tyler Perry movies and everything.
Didn't that nigga come out crippling or some blood shit?
Nah, he was for real, though. No, he really he is, though. Real.
No, that's the nigga from the D.L. Hughley show.
No, yeah. No, this, oh, no, this I want to talk about him. I want to talk about him, too.
This nigga did, too.
Arnaz is on some gang shit, too. Arnaz on some crip shit, too, but not like the nigga from D.L. Hughley.
Have you seen the nigga?
The nigga
from the D.L. Hughley got
the nigga from the D.L. Hughley face tatted.
Face tatted everything. This nigga has gone through it, bro. Like, that's what I wanted to ask y'all about these... To go back to these child actors and shit again, these child, you know, people prodigies that people put in front of the stage, and then they fucking tattoo their face up when they 18 years old, looking wild and shit. Man. This nigga only 20 some years old.
I'd be surprised.
Y'all talk about this nigga.
Yeah.
Arnaz is gang banging, but I'm talking about a nigga from the DL.
Robert Richard.
Yeah, the one who played Samuel Jackson's son and Coach Carter.
He gang banging.
He be gang banging.
So but no, like, he's from Los Angeles, California, so I couldn't believe that.
So we got that. We got the Britney Spears shit that was going on, all that crazy shit with her. Like, bro, like, these folks really be going through it, bro.
Yeah, when you a kid and you make a lot of money, your parents are going to fucking probably rape you.
Financially.
Yeah, financially.
Okay. Yeah, because that was a little crazy at first. But no, it's like a lot of them, bro. Like that, but, like, it's a lot of, like, even if you think of, like, Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen. Like, they don't even do that shit no more.
Look like they fucking 82.
Like, they not even with it no more.
Mary Kate and Ashley look sick as fuck.
Now, granted, they have an empire they built.
Man, them hoes been burning cigarettes back to back since they
was from the straight to the filter.
Like goddamn Corella DeVille.
They out there
smoking goddamn Virginia Slim.
Bro, like, that's why I'm saying, like, I just.
And fuck on 60-year-old white men.
Yeah. They look like 70-year-old white women.
It's just sad. And if you look at that younger sister. She looks great. She's the one who's on WandaVision right now. She looks great.
You seen the Marvel?
Pull her up.
You seen one of the movies.
The girl from you definitely seen
Mary Kate and Ashley.
But her name's Elizabeth Olsen.
I've heard of Elizabeth Olsen, but I can't remember how she looked.
I'm gonna pull her up for you. But no, she's very attractive.
Fucking on the goddamn man. What the fuck? Even Macaulay Culkin looks psyched out.
Yeah,
Macaulay Culkin.
But he living life though. He living life really good.
They say it's hard to survive Hollywood, man.
It is.
Especially when you're a kid.
Especially when you got some shitty parents, too.
And then when your parents is like broke as fuck and you done brought all this money.
Gary, yep. Parents,
yeah, bro. Gary Coleman.
Bro, what if their parents wasn't shitty? They just got finessed by the white men. Like
that, too.
They poisoned them.
That, too.
Man,
and then a lot of these motherfuckers be getting molested and be getting, goddamn, so much drugged up and shit as kids, bro.
The pressure,
the drugs. The goddamn molestation. She looked like them too.
Yeah, she looked just like them, but she looked like a healthy version of them.
Yeah, she don't look as old, but she's still kind of funny looking.
And but she wasn't like in the spotlight early too when she was coming up. She wasn't in the spotlight. Yeah,
she does.
She wasn't in the spotlight early like that.
She don't look as cracked out.
Yeah, she the younger sister. But yeah, she wasn't in the spotlight like that and.
She wasn't on them crack.
It ain't a lot of them who made it out. And they really can't even speak on it because the motherfuckers on Black Lightning, the girl from Daddy Little Girl, she was on IG Live crying.
Oh, yeah, she was just
she was saying what?
Nothing. She was
just crying,
like,
yeah.
She was crying, talking like, man, she was talking in fucking code. She couldn't say what she wanted to say. So I was confused and it was making me mad because it's like, man, bitch, say what the fuck you got to say.
Because she just recently said some stuff about how she felt like, talking about her independence and stuff, talking about the stuff she had to do about working in the industry and stuff like that. Like, she just was saying some wild shit, so you're right.
Don't believe everything you see and all that shit. Like, we know that already.
Justin Timberlake turned out pretty good.
Yeah. He doing the damage. On the other side.
What he do?
That motherfucker had the goddamn crucified Janet Jackson.
Yeah, he didn't go down with Janet. He made Janet go by herself. Janet,
Britney Spears. He just apologized for both of them.
That weak ass apology.
10 years later, he
was just being a dude. You know, just talking shit. But he was doing it on a big scale. Basically, like, you know how niggas would talk about their girl in high school and shit. He was doing that shit on the radio.
Made her go
crazy.
Talk
about Britney.
Yeah, like, they was like, oh, did you hit her? Did you hit her, Justin? He's like, oh, you know I tapped that. Yeah. You know that? You know that?
Locker talk.
Yeah, you know that guy, you know, that dude bro shit. And so it was just, like I said, he was just on that bullshit. It was just lame as fuck.
I mean, he did do
that. He was always on some lame shit, though.
But I think that was planned. Janet knew her titty was about to pop out.
But it
did. But he did. I think it was a team. It was a team effort. It came out.
That's the thing. He played like.
No. She had the star on it.
She had a ring on it.
I know I was there. I remember.
He said I was there.
My dad was like, whoa, and I ran it out. said, oh my God, Janet.
No, I saw that shit happen. Like, I remember.
Cause better have you naked by the end of this song.
But we talking about Karen's got the hold of that shit. This is Karen's before the internet. So Karen's were calling. Oh, yeah. My child saw that, and they were watching the Super Bowl at a football game. I thought this was a family.
Ma'am, your child's going to see a titty so sooner or later. He used to grab yours.
But yeah, that's always the bullshit. That's now, what I was saying. Now you see it some obscene ass, like you.
If you would have caught them fucking. Shit. Nah, fucking like, is different. You
know, she would have pulled it out on them.
Off her pussy would have popped out. Now that's.
She would have started jacking them on stage. Yeah. That would have been wild.
You see what I'm saying? That's fucking nuts.
That's nuts.
That's what I'm like, oh, shit,
can't,
son.
Can't straight can't be
like Janet Jackson, titty popped out. I'm not tripping. I'm like, oh damn, titty popped. Yep,
that was,
you know what
I'm saying? Everybody where I was at, it was a big ass party, so they looking at
and
us.
And like honestly, even if her like even if her pants fell, like with a girl's body, like her literally her legs would have to be up.
Yeah, like and she would have dropped back on her back and lifted her legs up, and her pussy was out. I would have been like, oh shit,
on the front.
Yeah, I mean, you right? Something. I mean,
she might got the little moose knuckle going on. But this is what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't nothing out of the... It wasn't nothing like...
Right. It was out of ordinary.
It wasn't nothing extra obscene.
It was a nice-sized titty. That's what our boys should say. That was a nice titty to see.
It wasn't better than Lil' Kim going to, like, what, the music awards that one
year? VMAs?
Yeah. It was about, the same thing, really.
No, Lil' Kim walked... The whole show had the shit like that. She walked the red carpet.
Yeah,
with
the same
titty
shit
out.
With her titty out.
Yeah, I'm saying it's about the same amount of titty.
But her nipple wasn't showing. Janet Jackson's nipple was showing.
Well, no, you can see it through the little star. No, she had that little. She had that nipple ring.
She had a nipple ring. You could see her nipple. You could see the areola.
Yeah, I mean that's where America cuts it off. Once you see the areola,
you see the nipple in areola.
That's where we have
it. Now it's official tits.
Yeah, you can see the whole boob.
Like they don't even care about the titty. It's the nipple.
Yeah,
you can't show the nip.
That's like the icing on the cake.
That's why
like,
they say free the nip.
There's a white man somewhere the nip with slip. The full footage.
Bro, that's why YouTube was made because of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's he wanted. The dude who made YouTube was like he wanted somewhere where he could always go back and watch that video. That's the legend anyway. That's the old rumor about it.
Soulja Boy created YouTube.
Fuck
Soulja Boy.
Big Soulja.
All right, man. Let's switch it up, man. We got to get into this movie, man. This has been pretty controversial movie just from just its mere creation. We got Judas and the Black Messiah.
Did you all see it?
I definitely saw it.
I saw it.
I think
I have not seen it.
Is the only one who hasn't bought HBO Max yet.
No, I don't have
that. Bro, you're getting a new movie every Friday.
I will give you my login so you can watch that.
Okay, do that.
But
I definitely
liked it because I only had to do two Black History Month book reports or whatever. And one of them was Christmas Addicts and fucking Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton.
Christmas Addicts really didn't do shit.
Boston Tea Party, he started the shit.
He didn't start it.
He just was the first one killed.
He was just
the
nigga.
That was the Boston Massacre.
Yeah, the Boston Massacre. He was the one who got blasted there. But
the first nigga.
Yeah, first nigga. But
Negro.
We could just talk about this shit right here, man. It was a good movie. It was very, you know, I like the standpoint of it. You got the spoiler alerts for anybody listening. You know, you got the main gist of it being a tale of an informant and how he was, you know, convinced and coerced to essentially bring down
to a certain extent
and he was, you know, brought down the Black Panthers in Chicago and assisted in the killing of Fred Hampton, who was only 21 at the time, which was
crazy
just think about it of itself.
Mind blowing.
20,
yeah. 20. Fred Hampton was 21. Yeah.
Think about the 20.
Bill O'Neill was 20.
The 21 years that he lived and the shit he accomplished is like, it's wild.
Yeah.
Like
very
the
short
type of person
time.
He and, was, and the people, persona, the people who follow him,
to have the FBI.
He was in jail for like what? How long was he
a
in
year?
Jail for like a year? So he really didn't have that. He really had like 3-4 years of real deal, like
work.
Yeah, like real deal shit that you go off of. Like,
but
he was born the same year my grandmama was born.
My one criticism of the movie was that it overshadowed with the informant talk, and it didn't show enough of his message that was being talked about.
It definitely did.
Because obviously it's a Hollywood movie, and you're talking about someone who's the most biggest anti-capitalist in the Black, you know, that Black movement. That's why people were saying it's ironic that you have songs with R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle, and you know, then Jay-Z did a song with them, who are known Black capitalists who he spoke out against. You know what I'm saying? He spoke out about Black capitalists being the way to free our people. So that's where you got these different little topics of where that was just kind of pushed to the side. It was just, he was just great black figure. People trusted him, but they really didn't go deep into his politics. Like,
well,
they
I mean, I don't think they wanted to. You're right, they don't. The whole premise of the movie, and I could just tell based off the title, was that, you know, he mm-hmm. was the Judas to, you know, the informant, the guy who ultimately killed. Right, so mm-hmm. he was like, you know, they wasn't really too much talking about what Fred Hampton was doing. It was just the story of how this nigga set him up and mm-hmm. got him killed. You know what I'm saying? More so the story of his death rather than his life.
And one of the one things that was really sad, too, was that Fred Hampton's son was still asking for funds, you know, for the community work that they do.
Yeah.
And it was just like, bro, y'all couldn't make sure this man was taken care of if y'all going to do a movie about his father.
Yeah. But, I mean, who, though? Somebody who don't give a shit about him.
Either that or these folks who part of this movie. That could have been part of the signing of the rights of the movie away. Like, I mean, make sure we straight.
Yeah, for people who give a shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean by looking for funds, though?
Well, he has a GoFundMe.
Sponsors.
I mean, what do he mean? Like,
what is he trying to do?
It's like $300K or $400K.
It'd be like a shakedown. He'd be like, yeah, hey, man, he go $50,000, man. No, we need.
I mean, his shit wasn't a shakedown. He was trying to. It's a Fred Hampton. I forgot the name of the program.
Yeah,
it's the Black Panther Cub.
It's essentially like a community outreach center thing that he was trying to get funds for.
It's where at?
It's the in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
And so that's where it's like
definitely needed there.
Yeah, but you don't want that to take away from the movie though. So you gonna kind of want to keep the focus on the movie, not
no. You want to take away? No, you want
the movie.
You know, the movie is to enlighten you about what's going on now. Like, I believe that's a big part of it too. Yeah, because that was at the end of the movie. They talked about him, his mom, who they talked about in the movie, who are still out there doing stuff.
In Chicago.
The updates. But I mean, in my mind, a movie like that is supposed to then kind of make you want to go back, do the history of it to see, you know, what was accurate, what wasn't, and kind of see what can you do to help further that person's legacy if you respected what he was talking about.
But was the movie about his legacy, though?
It was about his meaning, yeah. It was about his legacy, because they talked about it.
It was about a legacy cut short.
Yeah.
The nigga was 20, he didn't do half of what he could have did.
Yeah.
Right. Especially in Chicago. Think about it. If this nigga, he died in
69. If he would have lived in Chicago, he could have changed.
Where all that peace stone shit, all that.
That's what he was doing. He was trying to bring the gangs together in Chicago. He
changed the whole fortune of. But the gangs was brought together. We got to remember that even after.
Yeah.
Like, up until the 80s when them niggas split up and start beefing with Larry Hoover and these other folks end up getting locked up and shit. So
still been there whipping them niggas. Well, not whipping them up in the shade, but you know.
Ain't no guarantee the feds would have came and did a sweep on them and try to lock him up like they did everybody else.
Another thing that was interesting. So, they would have people. Larry them. One of the situations in the movie.
Down for 5 years before that.
One of the situations that was interesting in the movie was they had a snitch from another sector in the Black Panthers, and he killed somebody, from the New York one. And so what happened was he was going around to other people's places saying that, you know, somebody else was a snitch and all this other stuff.
Trying to goddamn plant a bug.
Not even that. His mere presence, because he killed that person, gave them the legal right to go into those places
because
and rip
them
up.
The tip.
Yep. And so
he's an informant going around saying that he killed a snitch. So everybody gonna let him in all the way at Oakland. Oh, he from New York.
So he telling all he did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He's an informant, just like this.
Right. Okay. So he went to all these Black Panthers, like, yeah, I killed such and such for clout.
Which
he
really did.
Right. And then now, since you've been here, we can come in here and see what the fuck he was doing in here.
Because he would tell him, I was just here. Yep.
Yeah, we could go off of a tip.
So it was just so nasty, bro. Like,
they had it set up.
Bill O'Neill called himself the struggle, bro.
Niggas was really.
He said, I'm the reason for the struggle.
Selling out the Panthers, like.
For 200K. He said he made 200K over the 12 years.
Over time.
Yeah.
And he, like, this nigga was well into his 30s. All because he didn't want to go to jail for like 3-4 years. For some shit that he did. He was breaking in cars or something.
But he ended up getting in too deep. Because he fucked with the Panther
shit. Too deep,
but
shit,
then he had to get used.
Yeah, I mean, he had to either expose what he was doing and then nobody would trust him for anything he would say afterwards, or he would have to worry about the FBI putting him back in jail. And the nigga, to be fair to him too as well, he was 17 when this shit first happened
to him.
He's
a young nigga.
It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, but
listen, I'm saying, I don't know if the code might not have been as strong as it was then as it is now.
Nah, the code was bigger.
You ain't never heard them niggas talk.
Don't snitch.
Rat, you're a rat.
Like, you didn't work with the pigs.
I'm I'm not fucking with you.
Yeah,
pigs.
I mean, I know them shit. That yeah,
I'm calling you a fucking
they was
rat.
Killing cats.
Yeah,
for being rats.
That was the only reason they was killing niggas
for being a rat.
Like right, you didn't.
A rat.
I think that's one thing the movie showed. The one thing the movie showed was the Black Panthers did a lot of good and great shit. It did.
Oh, for sure.
The breakfast program. But see,
I was going to say, though, I was peeping to somebody. To be fair, the stuff he was doing, you can understand why the government was fearing him. Like, doing breakfast programs on the surface looks innocent, but you're programming the youth to think a certain way that could be problematic to America. Now, I agree.
That everybody deserves breakfast?
There was other things that he was doing. Like, he was doing little chants with them during the day, during the morning.
Definitely
was affirmations. Yeah, affirmations. But it was that goes into that's how you build a person.
Person.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said,
that's how you build an identity for somebody to resist. If I want to build people who are going to resist capitalism, it starts from you.
Same thing white folks been doing to us in this country forever. With the Bible, they've been doing that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was
school. They make you fucking, like you say, they give you breakfast. They make you do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's the same shit as they trying to accuse the Panthers of because they know that shit works.
Yep.
Even if he may be unintentionally doing it by feeding kids and shit like that, he may not be trying to start no army. That's scary. Oh.
No, they were. They called it recruiting.
That's scary.
They had military terminology.
That's the intimidation. And the white folks was intimidated by that.
At that point, them niggas was like, nigga, we finna, nigga. Yeah,
we busting at 12.
The only reason that they got money was to do the breakfast shit and get by guns.
Mm-hmm.
But, and have spots to put these guns in and all that.
Honestly, if you watch that Waco special, besides the crazy, and even you could even kind of go into a little bit of the recruitment in that, is a little bit dissimilar. Essentially, it's cult like behavior in a sense too, as well.
Yeah. Not, so you think the Black Panthers is a cult?
No, I'm not saying it's a cult. It's a political party, but there are things that you have to indoctrinate people in for them to continue to follow through. Like folks needed it just as much as anything else. I'm not saying they're bad. But I can understand why a government who may not have good intentions for a certain group of people would fear an organization like
right.
that.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
They're gonna feel intimidated, of course.
They gotta organize.
They're like, y'all fucking up our plan.
Organized, like our plan. Yeah.
Right, our plan can't work if these niggas realize what the fuck we doing and they don't fall for it. So we pissed off at Fred Hampton now because he's fucking up our plan. He's making these niggas think about shit we don't want them to think about. Right, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I can definitely see. You know, but I haven't seen the movie.
You got to check it out, bro.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Good man. Ass movie.
And then it was
2 hours long.
Yeah, it's a solid 2 hours.
Solid.
And it's earned. It's really paced out really well. A lot of good moments where you kind of feel like, are they going to catch them? They're going to fill them out. So a lot of good shit. So definitely check it out. Got even a little shooting firefight scene in there, so
it's good shit. Actual events too.
Yeah,
right.
So
right. That's why I didn't
really get in the shootout with the police. Not scared of them niggas, like going at it.
Yeah, really shooting at 12. Like,
Bill was a bitch though, because he fucked everything. He started the shit. Like,
yeah.
Bill ain't
essentially,
shit.
He went up on the roof and sparked the shit
off.
Well, he didn't spark it all. They saw him, and then that sparked it. They thought he was being a sniper. Yeah.
Spooked.
He was trying to run away. That's what he was trying to do. He just went
Bill
up to the roof.
Did a lot of shit, but yeah,
so
you
Bill was on the fuck shit. So fuck Bill O'Neill, smoking Bill O'Neill pack.
Damn.
Roy Mitchell.
Damn.
Yeah. So y'all niggas is packs. You
Damn.
Know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Niggas
no cap,
packs.
Bro. Niggas is packs.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
That nigga say he's the struggle, my nigga. Fuck that nigga, bro. That nigga's a pack.
Gotta check this movie out.
That nigga is a fucking pack. But
like,
I mean,
it's some died. Shit. Like he giving him sedatives to not wake up, man. That shit fucked up. Watch
make
watch
sure that nigga died.
Like this nigga had a hand. I wrote out the blueprints of spots and shit and
everything. Telling he was just telling
fuck
everything.
Bill
had
O'Neil.
A nigga really cross him. Nigga who he thought was his dog.
Yeah.
And they ain't even find out till 19 motherfucking 90.
So he told on himself and they end up killing himself. So.
Damn.
Killed himself the same day he told.
21 years later. Nigga.
After he made $200K.
Damn, he couldn't live with the guilt no more.
Fuck that nigga. That nigga just was probably spent all his money. So he said it was fucking over with. Nigga asked him, like, what are you going to tell your son?
Who he tell?
And he said some old bullshit.
Yeah. Is that the interview that I've been seeing on?
You'll probably see it, yeah. Where he's on in a gray YouTube, suit.
He had a little gray suit. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's he, yep, so that he was told it. That day and then went home and killed himself.
It was a tell-all essentially. Interview.
Yeah, he was talking about all the informant shit.
Day.
The day it aired.
He died whenever it
yeah,
aired.
Yeah, like it aired like a couple, they shot it like a couple years before.
And then it aired, he killed himself the same day. Or he died the same day.
That day.
More than likely killed himself.
Pretty sure.
Bill O'Neill pack. Is it gas or what?
I think the feds made sure that was his
damn,
gas.
For real talk.
It's like, yeah, we got to shit
Bill,
him
I mean,
up.
Bill,
fuck that, he went in on us.
Now, the movie don't really make him seem as the fuck. He's a fucked up person.
Yeah.
Right.
You're fucked up,
yeah, he
Bill.
Is. He is. I can already just tell.
He was wigged out in the movie, too.
Yeah. But that's like Keith Stanfield, though.
Yeah. Even though, yeah, they said that nigga said he needed therapy after that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that nigga...
To play a grimy ass.
He was in that role.
Like, yeah. Shit, I'd be fucked up too because you really gotta like understand.
I gotta
this
watch
nigga
this shit, man. Niggas gotta let me get this shit, bro. I gotta watch
also,
that.
Too, look up Fred Hampton's True Politics and Policies. He was a socialist, so you know.
I know that's you fuck with the socialist.
Oh yeah, Fred would love it.
I was, yeah.
Outside of the gun shit, Fred would have been.
I'm down with the firearms.
Fred,
we gotta protect ourselves.
I don't want you to protect me.
I don't have to protect
you. Get to the bat with the women. I got this. Give me your
fuck
gun.
Fuck you. Get to the back with the women.
That nigga Fred gonna be out there talking about some.
Get that nigga look Friday night.
Come on, ladies. I'll protect you.
yeah, Fred. Go back there and make sure everything.
I'll make sure the women are okay.
Why would the men have
anybody
the
need anything thrown away? This nigga Fred.
Any diapers that need to get thrown away?
Come here, that nigga burping babies and putting babies.
I can't wait. Somebody gotta help out with that hard labor. Y'all niggas don't respect it. That's what's wrong with
nigga,
you now.
I'm shot, nigga. This nigga saying that nigga changing diapers and shit. I'm up here whacking niggas and shit.
I'm making sure the kid ain't getting hit by strays.
My leather jacket, nigga. I'm going crazy with
my leather jacket.
We got a Fred in the
it's
back.
His lunch lady half netted.
His head.
Fred in
the
breakfast.
JoJo in the front with his leather jacket.
Fred
in the back.
They tagging JoJo.
Fred in the back.
Fred in the top.
They tagging JoJo.
JoJo in the front with the leather jacket and the chopper. Fred in the back with his denim jacket and bonnet. Let me get the mop.
Don't worry about that, baby. I got it.
Talking about some, oh.
Go grab that alcohol out the back now.
So I said, oh, your leg hurt? Somebody bring me a hot wash rag.
Okay, dressing up wounds.
Big mama, your arm's burning.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Nigga, Ray gonna be back here ironing and shit.
Hell no.
Nah, that nigga ain't doing no ironing. I'm
gonna keep everything pressed, all starched up.
That nigga ain't never used starch.
Nigga, fuck you.
Nah, that was shit. Stupid. That nigga Redder gonna be back with a bonnet on, pouring syrup and shit on shit, doing some shit.
I got aim, so fuck y'all. I'm
dishes.
A shooter. I got aim.
Nigga gonna throw Fred a gun. Fred, we running low out here. Grab the pistol.
I took a state certified gun test. So
how
fuck
do you
y'all.
Load this thing?
You sick as hell.
Fred got a snub nose.
They'll be like, Fred, take your bonnet off. Get up here. We need you.
Hey, Fred, get the sweeper. Okay. The broom. I can get the broom.
They gonna come out this bitch.
The big broom?
Nigga, Fred gonna run out the front with the dirt devil in his hand. Oh! These niggas are his shoes.
Not the dirt devil.
He got guns.
They got real sweepers.
My brother Fred. Brother Proctor, you gonna have to get it together.
Well, should I call your brother or sister?
What's your pronouns? Nigga, it's 1969.
Your pronouns.
That nigga done changed the game in the 60s. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That
nigga
the goddamn LBGT.
Where they gonna find you
Black
at?
Panther.
Where they gonna have you? You gonna be one talking. You gonna be the rat.
Nah, me.
That nigga, I'm gonna be the one setting us up.
No, nigga, I'm gonna be in the back
Bill
room.
Bill O'Wop.
I'm gonna be in the back room telling everybody.
Nah,
where
Bill O'Wop.
Nah. I'll be in the back room like, hey, you go to the roof, nigga. You get
go,
down
go
there.
Go get picked off.
Hey, you, go around back. Watch him over there. Hey, you, throw some grenades. Hey, you. Go take Fred
then,
the broom.
Then he opened up the back door letting the white man in. Hey, they upstairs. Go
This nigga gonna be the only one fucking with the white folks.
Hell nah.
You the only white one in here. They gonna be like,
what's going on?
They gonna be looking through them through the goddamn binoculars. Like, looks like we got one white lady in there with a bonnet.
Yeah. She one of us.
She's one of us.
You protect her at all goddamn costs.
I tried to tell them.
They'd be like, oh shit, the white lady's running out front with a fucking dead devil.
Yeah. The fuck is she doing?
Hold your fire! The fucking white lady's out there.
They never want to listen.
Oh shit. I guess she went black and never went back.
Sold out his community.
That nigga friend.
Hey, man, I'm not listening to Bill O'Wop, bro. I'm not even going to listen to it. Wop O'Neal. I'm not with it.
This nigga called me Wop O'Neal. You goddamn Rue Fred. You goddamn Fred Paul in this bitch. Oh, man. My boy Fred. What's that dude in Savannah? I mean, in New Orleans, the goddamn Big Freedom, man. Big Fred.
Big Frieda.
Oh boy, Big Frieda in the goddamn.
She got bars though.
Big Friederick. Big Friederick.
Fuck y'all.
Big Friederick in the
back. See, y'all could have called me Big Rita, but y'all didn't even do it. Rita would have been better.
Nah, Big Friederick, Big Friederick. I like that. Big Friederick.
All right, man.
Nah, I didn't see the shit that Judas and Messiah shit. But I did see some shit on Netflix about the fucking Night Stalker.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody see that?
I watched
was good as fuck. Y'all gotta watch that on Netflix about the Night Stalker. It's just about the Night Stalker.
It's about a dude who thought his dad was the Zodiac killer, right?
No.
That's not that one?
No.
What's that one then?
That's something different. I'm talking about the Night Stalker, the real actual Night Stalker. Richard Ramirez, who was out there in L.A. in this fucking 80s killing people and raping people. Like, this dude was the fucking first crazy-ass serial killer. Yeah, that's him. Mm. This nigga was literally
The wave.
He was kidnapping kids. No, because they had, like, the Hillside Strangler. They had serial killers.
This was the New York dude that with the Central 5, not him.
No. This dude right here was in L.A. He was the first serial killer to, like, do it all, though. Like, this dude was, like, kidnapping kids, raping kids, raping elderly people, killing them, like breaking in your house. Like, he was doing it all. Like, most times, these motherfuckers was like, we ain't never had a motherfucker who did everything like this. Like, on the show, they was like, we had people who just kill people, but they might just only target ladies, or they might just only target
prostitutes.
This shit, right? But we ain't like,
list of shit he
we ain't never
out.
Had a motherfucker who
rainbow
was,
killer,
right? We ain't never had a motherfucker who was killing men, women, elderly, kidnapping kids. He would kidnap kids, rape them, and let them go. Men, boys, and girls. He would go into a house, kill a family, keep the boy alive, rape the boy.
Scarring niggas for life.
Like, that was the type of shit he was on. They never had a serial killer like that before.
What ended up happening to him, though?
He ended up getting caught. It was crazy. Like, bro was out there killing people. You got to watch it, but I'll give y'all a little rundown. Like, so the dude started killing people. You know, he had his first couple murders. They didn't know they was tied together. They eventually found out they tied together. They find a shoe print. Come to find out, this shoe was, like, the only shoe that was sold in L.A., so they knew if they could find the guy and he had these shoes on, that was him. Of course, we talking about the 80s. It wasn't no type of records like that. So now they're just looking for this Avila shoe.
You
know what I'm saying? Trying to catch the footprint. They staking out, doing everything. The motherfucker just kept killing motherfuckers and not getting caught. One time he went in the house, shot some motherfuckers, and the motherfuckers didn't die. Chased him out the house. So that's when people was like, okay. That's when the police was like, okay, this dude really a coward. He was getting sloppy. One time he killed somebody. They ended up getting to the phone. So after that, he started going in the house and he disconnected the phone line. You know what I'm saying? So, he was watching the news and getting smarter. Motherfucker was moving around. He fucked around, left L.A., went to San Francisco and killed some people. So now the police in L.A. go to San Francisco. So how he ended up getting caught was that a police officer investigated some shit, found some jewelry on somebody. The jewelry apparently was one of the jewelry that was missing from one of the murders he did. Come to find out, he gave that jewelry to one of his friends, and his friend gave it to the girlfriend. The girlfriend was like, I got it from my boyfriend. They went and asked the boyfriend. He's like, I got it from my friend Richard. Boom, now we know his name. End up finding the dude. He about to get away on the fucking Greyhound bus. The police, like, fucking stop the bus. This motherfucker, like, take off running and get in the truck. Like, he did some old Grand Theft Auto shit. Ran through a neighborhood, and, like, the civilians caught this nigga. Like, the civilian, because everybody was so scared of the fucking Night Stalker. Like, people was locking their, you know, this is the 80s. Niggas didn't lock their doors.
Yeah.
Niggas is out here living free. We ain't closing the windows. Yeah. We leaving the windows up. We unlocking the door. Niggas we
passing
good.
Around AIDS.
Right. We good. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Walking into your shit.
Right.
Like
except
that.
For this nigga, he's walking in your shit, killing you. Killing your grandma, killing anybody. He killing and raping 90-year-olds, 80-year-olds, kidnapping kids, 6-year-olds. They had one of the women who got
crazy
raped.
Back in the 80s.
They had one of the women who got raped. Well, she was like 6 at the time, and she was an adult. Now she spoke about how he did what he did to, you know, he kidnapped her and all this shit. So, like, it was crazy, but ended up the civilians ended up catching him. He ended up getting convicted. He went to trial. He was all, you know, on his devil worship and shit in there saying devil shit, you know what I'm saying? And
doubling
he ended up getting sentenced and to the death penalty. He's supposed to go in the gas chamber, but he ended up dying in, like, 2014 or some shit. 13. Were you 13?
He killed himself?
Nah, he had cancer. Died from cancer. So, he, you know, but it was just a crazy-ass story. Like, when you hear it and you see it and you hear the people just talk about how, like, that nigga had a whole, like, Los Angeles. Like, that's a big-ass city. You know what I'm saying?
Shook.
The whole
county. He shouldn't
even
stayed alive that long, bro.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. Like, it's niggas who
died.
It's goddamn Tookie Williams was goddamn, wasn't even in on death row that long, I don't think. And he died. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was, or maybe he was, I don't know. But it's been niggas who on death row that done died. I'm like, damn, this nigga was sick. Like, if anything, this nigga need to be pushed up. We got to move this nigga up on the list.
Nigga date up.
Yeah, we got to move this nigga up.
As soon as that cancer diagnosis came up, we're like, nah, we need to.
Nah, as soon as that happens, see, that's the thing, too. As soon as that happens, generally, that's what kind of fucks it up.
Save him. Yeah. They be like, all right, we going to get this nigga treatment.
They
got to
get mercy and all that other shit.
We're going to give him treatment instead of killing
him. Even though you can kill him, you can't kill somebody, like, inhumanely.
So it's like, yeah, these niggas are. But yeah, that shit was crazy. Like, y'all gotta
like
watch.
He did. You can't kill him like he can.
Yeah, you can't.
Y'all gotta
can't
watch
him.
That shit on Netflix, bro. It's called like The Night Stalker some shit. It's pretty fucking good. It had me got them locked in for a couple, you know.
I'm gonna try to finish it.
Another good movie on Netflix is Freaks, man. Check that out. Freaks. It's crazy. It's crazy. I can't even. I can't even tell you what it's about. It's like, it's just about this girl who her dad doesn't let her outside the house for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally gets older and starts getting curious and wants to know why she can't go outside, what's outside. And it's crazy. You just got to watch it.
That's
wild. It's pretty good.
It's like that movie with that girl who was sick or some shit. I don't know. It's too much. But yeah, that's sound like some crazy shit.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. Yeah, I be watching a little shit on Netflix, so, you know.
Nah. Well, don't watch Tom and Jerry. That shit was bullshit.
I saw it already?
Yeah, I watched it on HBO Max. That was
Did
bullshit.
They talk?
It was
funny, bro.
Not really.
It had funny moments.
It had funny moments, though.
You liked it?
I fell asleep on it. My son and my nephew was watching it, but
It had some funny moments. Like, it had, like, when he was doing, like, the piano shit, it reminded me of, like, that joint when Tom was singing to the cat, that Will You Be My Baby?
Yeah.
That's a jam right there.
I mean, it's Tom and Jerry, though. Nobody, I never watched that because I can't wait for Tom.
Tom and Jerry was just good because
it was just like
cat and mouse.
And you looking at it.
Right.
It ain't like.
Yeah, it just wasn't moving right here
for the Tom and Jerry.
I got my meal. Let me go watch Tom and Jerry while I eat.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, you ain't waiting on the Tom and Jerry to come
that
on. That ain't the go-to.
I will say I did appreciate that they kept it consistent. All the animals were cartoons. So it wasn't like, you know, like sometimes they'll have it where like the main characters cartoon and then I hate when they do that.
I don't think they should have put any real people in it.
Yeah, it'd probably been better if it was all animated. Not gonna lie. But no, that was pretty much it. But y'all got anything else? Y'all wanna talk about this LeBron shit?
Yeah, I wanna talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Weeknd. Shout out to the greatest artist of our generation. The Weeknd.
Whoa.
I said it.
Whoa. What makes him that?
Hey, man. That EXO, man. You got to respect it.
What makes him that?
Just overall, just everything that he kind of just brought to the table, man. Everything he's just bringing to the table at this point. Like,
I mean, he's a great artist. I'm not
just the the music, the way it sounds.
I'm not here to slight his impact at all, but I'm not gonna go to the
right now. This generation, yes, he is. He's one of the greatest artists.
What is this generation? Give me a time frame.
I would say from 2021 to 2010. We can just do that.
From 10 to 21. So in the past 10 years.
He's one of the
Is that considered top. A generation?
Generation's like 15 years, though. I would still say one of the 15 years is still.
From 2010 to now, I think he's pretty good. The greatest? Nah.
I think one of the greatest of our generation.
One of the greatest?
One of the greatest of our generation is also Beyonce and shit.
That's true.
So
you going to put him up there with Beyonce?
It's a couple of tiers under.
He's a couple tiers under
Beyonce.
I fuck with The Weeknd.
I would say he's around the same way. I would say he's about the same as Bruno.
I don't even know if he even Adele level.
Yeah, no, definitely Adele level.
I don't know if he Bruno.
Bruno, him and Bruno are about the same.
Bruno don't get that much clout. From
The Weeknd can't be up there with Drake though.
The Weeknd is not up there with Drake.
He's not Drake
or Beyonce.
I would say as an actual artist, as an actual just artist of the work. He's better than Drake. Drake has everything else along with the talent, but just seriously just being an artist.
Just music.
Music, Weeknd is better than Drake.
No, we're not talking about like.
That's what I'm just saying. That's why I'm just talking about him as literally.
Preference, though.
Yeah.
It can't be. That can be argued.
Because they don't make the same kind of music.
He also announced that he's going on tour too, which is fucking nuts.
They don't make the same kind of music either. Ooh, so.
Drake?
Him and The Weeknd? They make similar.
Nah.
Drake took his.
Drake just said. Only thing is difference is The Weeknd does the drugs with the girl and Drake does half the drug with the girl.
Nah.
That's Drake, the only difference.
They don't make the same type of music.
That's the only difference between the music.
It's different type of music.
Drake is like, hey, I do half of
Zane. The Weeknd is like singing R&B, poppy. Drake is rapping.
Drake doesn't do singy R&B?
He does songs like that. I'm not saying he doesn't do songs like that, but they're not.
I'm just Drake saying, like, is way the Kiki more versatile. Song was essentially was that.
Drake is way more versatile than The Weeknd.
Okay, I can argue that.
So it's just different now.
Yeah. But it's one of those things
like,
where
Drake can get in The Weeknd's bag. The Weeknd can't get in Drake's bag. The Weeknd can't be on his Drake shit.
Drake hired The Weeknd.
Right. You feel me?
And The Weeknd gave him some The Crew, which is probably one of the generational songs.
That's a great song.
That song was that song marked a generation.
I'm not saying
Loving The Crew. Like, hey, when that shit comes on, you remember song, you remember.
No, that's Crew. He talking about
the Loving The Crew. The
Weeknd on it.
Like Loving The Crew.
Yeah, that's Gold Link's song.
No, Crew is Gold Link's song.
Crew is Gold Link, but the Loving The Crew is that's Drake and it's called Crew, I believe. Crew Love or something like that.
Yeah, Crew Love.
So that's it's just, it's just a song about.
Okay.
But that song right there was part of that song, a generation.
I thought that was Gold Link shit, but.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's the same name. It's one of them. I don't know if it's on this. I'm not finna look it up because I can't play it.
Well, Gold Link gets the money all around me, right?
Yeah, that's what Brent Faiyaz and shit.
Yeah.
But no, but like I said, like The Weeknd, shout out to his performance. I think a lot of people was hating on him. Just because that he's not the kind of artist that appeals.
Okay, Crew Love,
yeah. He doesn't appeal to the people that's the same way, like the Chris Browns and Drake's appeals to.
Weeknd. You giving out excuses.
I'm just saying, he does. I'm listening to what people are saying. Like, the music is outstanding and folks just try to act like it's not. This nigga said, I can't.
No. I don't think nobody said it was garbage.
I've heard people were saying, like, the music is not, it
me
wasn't
personally,
good.
I have not got around now, to listening to any of The Weeknd yet.
Some
I
of his.
Will
I haven't listened to The Weeknd in probably, like, 5 years.
What? I listened to The Weeknd.
I listened to the, he's in the rotation.
It's been a few months ago.
I really can't get jigged.
I'm not turning on a Weeknd album, bro. Yeah, you can listen to the shit that come on the radio, but not his album.
But even if you're not listening to the radio, like even if you're not listening to his albums, the radio shit is good, but his album is Thrax. Like he's bringing heat every time.
It's Thrax.
Every time. He's bringing heat every time. But the only thing I hated that was the sound during his performance was awful, especially at the beginning. When he got into like the little gold little maze, it sounded a lot better. And then that little performance at the end with all them wearing the mask.
I fuck with The Weeknd though. He's straight. What about The Game though?
Oh, Tom Brady. Shout out Tom Brady. We had to give it to him. You know that it was a lot of bullshit in that game, though.
So after this game, it was a lot of discussion about who's the best athlete of all time. And people were saying that Tom Brady has to be up there.
I mean, would you put Serena in there if you're talking about just in their sport? Because I don't really count when you're just individual sports when I talk about like that. I feel like those have to be separate. Because one person has to actually worry about other people and what they're doing. And another person just goes out there and it's just them. So I just feel like it has to get judged under a different lens. Like tennis, golf, swimming, track. Like I feel like that looks at it different. Track
people run on teams too, though.
They can, but I mean, for the most part, you know.
I think it's Jordan, man. It's gonna take a lot to
team wise. I still have to give it to Brady for the simple fact that you're only playing one part of the position, and they still had that kind of success. You only playing one side of the ball, and they still had that kind of success.
No, they're saying for the greatest athlete of all time, right?
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would say we're talking about team sports, I'm going with Tom. Because like to be able to do that with different members of your team, you got different defenses, different defensive players, like
coaches, changes,
all that stuff. Like to still be your because see, I feel like what greatness is how you affect everyone around you. So even if you don't have to be putting up 300 yards every game, if your presence and the way you carry yourself makes you get two more catches than you're supposed to get, or makes two deflections on the defensive end that we, you know, weren't supposed to get. Like that kind of shit is what greatness is in the GOAT for this kind of conversation for me. So that was to be Tom Brady. Like this nigga makes the defense want to play better, and he doesn't even play defense.
I can see that.
You gotta respect that.
You got Jordan. Why you got Jordan?
But Jordan's on defense. So
Jordan just got the perfect. It's just timing. It's the story. It's the shoe game. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's when everything exploded. Legacy. It exploded.
I can see that.
You got kids. You know, I mean, your son wore Jordans.
Yeah. Never even seen him play.
Never seen him play.
Well, I mean, he has, but
never see kids. He has
because YouTube. He watched. I mean, kids. You know, he watched Michael Jordan, right. But.
It ain't the same.
He never saw him, right. He wasn't in the live. He wasn't around right. In the Michael Jordan
He didn't stop stuff that he was doing to make sure he could watch.
Right.
You right. Know. So Tom Brady, kids these days not talking about Tom Brady. They're talking about Patrick Mahomes. And, you know what I mean, impact-wise, brand-wise, legend-wise.
I mean, it was similar because it's just like when Kobe came in, niggas wasn't talking. Like, kids growing up in that. Like, if you was fucking 5 or 6, when you know, 7, when Kobe was in his prime in 02, 03, 99, you know, 2000, around then, you ain't thinking about Michael Jordan. You ain't see that.
But that just puts Jordan up even higher because in the 90s, nigga, you wanted to be like Mike. That was literally his slogan. Right. Kobe was like Mike.
Yeah.
So that's why you like
Kobe.
Kobe, because he was the only one who could do it.
But then it's like Tom Brady ain't nobody. So is that Tom Brady like the Michael Jordan? Because ain't nobody did this shit. Niggas is out here wanting to be like
Tom Brady. Bro.
Niggas want to be like Tom Brady.
But niggas not really don't want to be like Tom Brady because Tom Brady taking pay cuts.
Niggas want to be winners.
Niggas not, yeah. But niggas ain't doing what Tom Brady did to be a winner.
But Tom Brady was like, he was different because Tom Brady and the reason why Tom Brady isn't for me is because Tom Brady ain't athletic. Like, look at him. This nigga ain't running fast. This nigga ain't. You know what I'm saying? So, no, he's not the best athlete. Because I'm pretty sure it's motherfuckers who could out-athlete Tom Brady. But then when you put him in the game, it's a whole nother ball game. Like you say, his presence. You know what I'm saying? His goddamn composure. His football knowledge. You know what I'm saying? His wits to manipulate the opposing defense and make motherfuckers think I'm doing this but I'm doing that and think I'm gonna throw it here but I'm really gonna throw it here and think this, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit to me that separates him. So I mean, I'm not gonna say he the best athlete. I would definitely say he probably the best football player ever in history. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't think no football player, like even Jerry Rice, like, and I fuck with Jerry Rice, I fuck with wide receiver. That's my favorite position. I think Tom Brady's better than Jerry Rice. Cause some of those years I did see Tom Brady take teams that was trash to the playoffs, to the fucking
feats they were not supposed to do.
I've seen where the team was good and Tom Brady wasn't that good, and you had to kick a field goal to win it. But then I also seen where the team wasn't that good, and he throwing that bitch to goddamn Deion Branch 13. You know what I'm saying? 13 times, and who the fuck is Deion Branch?
Turning him into a Super Bowl MVP. Like,
right, you feel me? Right, I mean, he's not a bad player, but that was the highlight of his career. You know what I'm saying? It was no... It was
he used to play both sides, too, didn't he?
No, that was Tim Brown.
That was Tim Brown.
So Troy Brown. Troy Brown. Deion
Branch had back-to-back 10 catch Super Bowl.
Oh, with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was his only time.
That was the peak of his career. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas who do shit like that, like, you ain't heard of, we haven't heard of a quarterback doing shit like that.
Falcons should have beat the nigga. Seahawks should have beat the nigga. The
only motherfucker who ever did it was Eli twice. Eli twice. You know what I'm saying? And them was some good ass D line.
And Foles.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah, beat the
Falcons should have gotten the Seahawks.
But he also beat the Eagles when they had McNabb and T.O.
Beat the Eagles when they had McNabb, though.
Should have had 5 Super Bowl losses.
So, I mean, it's just like, to me, that just makes him, like, just from, and then going to a new team, like, even though the motherfucking shit was in your favor, it's still, nigga, this is football, and you're on a new team, and it takes time, it's chemistry, it's the plays, the, you know what I'm saying, the execution, like, all that shit, it's a lot that go into it.
Yeah.
And for you to goddamn come here 1 year and just do this shit.
Get it right.
That's pretty impressive to me, man. And for the team, bro, you hear niggas saying it. Niggas on defense, what was the difference between Tom Brady, man? Like you say, this nigga don't even play defense. And you got Devin White and Levante David. Like, man, it's Tom Brady. Like, this motherfucker make you want to win. He make you play harder. He make you go. Like, you don't want to, like, fuck letting coach down. I don't want to let Tom down. You know what I'm saying? When you got that kind of presence over a motherfucker, it's like, oh, shit. So,
get them extra flags.
I think Tom's the greatest football player.
Let me ask y'all a question,
I think Jerry Rice is second, though.
Did y'all see Tom celebrating?
He didn't look like he was really.
Well, he ready for another one.
Yeah, like he.
No, y'all saw him celebrating after the Super Bowl, throwing the trophy around and all that stuff.
Parade when he was drunk.
Is it me or is he like a little effeminate? Like, just the way he was talking to Antoine. What's his name? What's the Antoine Smith?
Antoine Winfield.
Just the way he was talking to him and calling him and stuff like that when they were celebrating. Y'all ain't never seen that from.
No, I ain't really
think that nigga, feminine.
He got a little feminine shit going on, bro. Like, this nigga, I don't know if it's that Cali nigga. Dude. I don't know if it's that white Cali shit or if it's.
He is a 43-year-old.
I don't know. It was just some of the stuff he was just saying. It was just funny.
I mean, he still kisses his dad in the mouth.
Right. He kisses his kids in the mouth.
I mean, I ain't seen nothing weird about that, but.
It's weird. Hell yeah.
Man. I don't kiss my son in the mouth.
It's your son in the mouth.
I don't think it's weird.
His son is like a damn teen.
I mean, shit.
Dad, what
the
fuck? Not in front of Samantha.
I'm the goat.
Now where the cameras are showing.
Kiss the goat.
Kiss the goat.
That's sick. But like I said, he just shit.
Oh, here we go. Never mind. Let's get off of this topic. He about to goddamn tell us how Tom Brady cut open a goat.
Nah,
before
motherfuckers are saying Tom was cheating. To goddamn,
he
win,
just MAGA. He MAGA Brady, man. That's all. MAGA Brady.
MAGA Brady.
You know what I'm saying? He had to win one for Trump
with an outside baby.
He got an outside baby?
Yeah, he got a kid that ain't in his marriage.
Cheated on his wife?
Nah.
Not cheated. Oh.
His baby, he just made a baby mama. That's all.
What's her name?
Baby mama that you never hear about.
Giselle is his wife.
Giselle, yeah.
But he got another one out, you know.
This was before the fame. That was when Drew Bledsoe was starting.
Him and Giselle was dating us.
And he cheated on her? It wasn't official.
What you like? Come on now. What you expect from TB?
I'm just speaking for the black athletes, bro, who would have got killed for that shit.
No, he wouldn't have. Nigga, we say that they get killed, bro. We just getting killed is just because they get on Media Takeout and TMZ, and we talk about getting killed. It's like
getting ridiculed.
Oh, yeah, the black outlets, Lakeith Stanfield.
I was talking about TMZ. TMZ not black.
All right, I think last sports thing I want to talk about, besides the LeBron shit, Mayweather and Jake Paul about to fight.
That's official?
They said it.
Okay.
He said he wanted to fight 50 Cent, too. He said he'll fight 50 Cent,
I thought he was supposed to fight Logan.
Is it Logan or Jake?
I think it's Logan supposed to fight.
Logan, okay.
The one who
just beat up Nate.
No, that's Jake.
Logan. That's Jake.
No,
he's Jake. Okay, he's fighting his brother.
Yeah, his brother.
Why?
Because they rich.
Fight the one who just beat up Nate.
They both bite. They both fight, though.
But this one, how many matches has...
They both have had two.
Against a YouTuber that's fucking
5'9". KSI. the black dude. Mm-hmm. That was a kickboxing match.
No,
they did boxing.
The boxing.
First one was a boxing. And...
This is Logan. Logan can punch though.
Do y'all think Floyd is gone?
Oh, he's gonna fuck them up.
Jake is the better boxer. Logan's just 6'2". He's a
so Floyd guy. Is finna 5'7" ass, 4'5" ass. He's about to step in the ring with this 6'2" white boy.
And wash his white ass.
I mean, he's not going to be able to hit him.
I don't think Floyd's going to be interested in washing this cat.
Logan is going to get worked.
Floyd is going to embarrass this nigga. He's not going to touch him.
He could have embarrassed McGregor, but he fucking let the shit go on.
But
that was because he had a contract.
Fucking McGregor could still get in. McGregor is an actual fighter. You know,
these boys just took slipping. A fight like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
McGregor like, catch your ass slipping and knock your ass the fuck out.
Like Floyd really had to get on his shit.
Now
Floyd,
McGregor should fight Jake.
McGregor will beat the shit out of any one of them dudes.
The thing is though, he lost all that money when McGregor lost that fight the last like 2 weeks ago or three weeks ago.
Yeah, as soon as McGregor lost,
he lost.
Jake was like, "I got $10,000 for you."
Yeah, he had offered him a lot more. He offered him a lot of money.
Just fought Floyd for millions of dollars.
Spit on that nigga,
now, right?
I mean, but what's the name? Just got his ass whooped in the first round. McGregor, I was watching that shit. I'm glad I didn't buy that.
His leg
fight.
Was fucked up. Buddy was, kept kicking his fucking leg. He couldn't even walk after the fight.
But Buddy punched him out in the face. It ain't got nothing to do with the leg. He whipped his ass, pat his ass on out of there. He's out.
McGregor don't want to fight no more. He got too much money.
Yeah, but he done goddamn lost.
He got rid of his original trainers who got him right.
Yeah,
and he started doing it with them weak niggas. And
that's because they probably wanted more money.
He
didn't want to pay it.
I mean, but shit,
being cheap can't be cheap, man. You gotta feed the people that helped you get there.
Yeah, but fucking Jake could fight fucking McGregor, homie. Though
who's supposed to be fighting Lamar Odom? Somebody's supposed to be fighting Lamar Odom.
Stop.
Who is?
I don't want to see.
Somebody is supposed to be fighting Lamar Odom.
That's
I don't remember.
But his demons.
If it ain't at the Bunny Ranch, I ain't watching.
I don't want to see.
Lamar Odom. He ain't fighting his demons. I don't want to hear it.
Take the car, Ice Cube, nigga. Get in that fucking lead.
Right. Get on the 3-on-3.
I don't
want to
see you fight shit, boy.
That's crazy. Fighting your demons is nuts.
That's the only thing I need to see him
that damn. That nigga Lamar gonna take a shot for him getting
there. Okay.
Is Aaron Carter.
Yeah, Aaron Carter.
Nick Carter's little brother.
Yeah, little brother, yep.
Who was that?
From the Backstreet Boys. Remember Aaron Carter was on Lizzie McGuire?
Aaron McCarter used to fuck with Britney Spears' little sister, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn?
Yeah, I think he fucked with Britney.
Britney?
No.
Aaron Carter gay.
Aaron is not gay.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
So what about him, though?
He's not gay.
Okay, hold on. Time out. What? Y'all got to stop. What about him, though?
What do you mean, what about him?
Why y'all bring this nigga up?
He fight Lamar Odom.
Man, what?
Lamar Odom gonna beat the fuck out of this nigga. Okay.
Nah, they about to, no, this is gonna be a fight of Jays.
He's in gay times, bruh.
Oh, he is?
Gay times?
Oh, he said about being bisexual. Okay.
Oh my bad.
All right, I didn't know.
Gay people, he's bisexual.
But no, that's gonna be an interesting fight. What they need to do is just put a crack. They just need to put some cocaine in the middle of the ring, and then they'll fight for that.
Whoever wins, get this goddamn get coke. Ball.
Yep, there you go.
Whoever wins, get the 8 ball.
Man, my nigga ain't even on no coke no more. My nigga smoking weed.
Man,
nigga, they're finna fight.
I don't. Yeah,
that's just gonna be a fucking
like 6'7".
And no, he's taller than that. He's like 6'10".
Aaron Carter's like 6 foot, maybe.
Nah, probably like 5'2".
He's probably tall, bro.
Yeah, he probably 5'6". He probably like 5'6", 5'7". He's short dude. He's not on the taller side.
I definitely don't.
Man, what kind of shit is this?
No, nobody's going
to watch this. Ain't no weight class in this league.
No, we just seeing niggas fight.
This is goddamn.
Lamar Odom needs it, though, because his girl took all his money.
Like
his new one.
Yeah, they all do.
Buddy 6 feet.
Yeah, well, 6 foot.
That fight is trash. Now,
Logan and
Snoop
Floyd.
Snoop Dogg needs to fucking commentate Logan and Floyd's fucking fight.
I think he is. He's it not. Still should be Thriller.
He's not.
Nah, Floyd is gone.
He's not.
Floyd gonna make sure this shit is
Floyd
on
not finna be
TMT.
On Thriller?
Yeah.
Floyd trying to get money, bro.
Floyd gonna be on HBO.
Floyd making sure this shit on the money
HBO?
Team.
Or Showtime.
Showtime. Floyd fuck with Showtime.
Yeah.
And he got to do all the
that's
promo.
That's Oscar De La Hoya who fuck with
HBO. You're right.
And you know he got a contract with Showtime, like a 5-fight contract. So he probably got like a couple fights left.
They
and
saying
this
he should
may
fight
be
Canelo.
A part of his contract.
Niggas are saying Canelo better than Floyd because Canelo done won more fights.
But Canelo done lost, though, right?
He only lost a few.
Well,
he beat Canelo, dude.
Yeah, Canelo was young. He embarrassed Canelo. They said Canelo was young. That was Canelo's first loss. But since then, Canelo ain't lost but like one fight.
Floyd learned from other niggas' mistakes, nigga.
He got him when they was young and old.
Just like what fucking Roy Williams did with Antonio Tarver. Just because it wasn't Floyd, I mean, just because what Roy Jones did with Antonio Tarver, Floyd not going
to
do that.
You're not going to sleep on that mat.
Yeah, no, I'm not finna fight Canelo. Canelo had be punching, boy. That nigga there, if I'm in Florida, I don't want to fight him. I
mean, so you saying he get him too early, then he got him too late?
No.
I said Floyd. That's what Floyd was doing. If you look at his track record, he was catching niggas when they was early, or he was catching niggas when they was just coming out.
Javante ain't finna fight. He's gonna fight three more matches.
Yeah, because Javante's supposed to fight Ryan Garcia.
Ryan took a whole nother fight already, though.
Yeah.
Them niggas not gonna fight. They too evenly matched.
You don't never win.
Canelo is 55-1. He only lost to Floyd.
So you can't say he better than Floyd.
And he couldn't even lay a finger on Floyd. But that's what I'm
saying. When he fought Floyd, this nigga was young. He was like fucking 23, 20-something. He was on the up and up. But after he fought Floyd, the nigga got so much better. Like, Floyd really showed that nigga, like, yeah, you just coming out here punching niggas. I'm boxing. You can't hit me.
What?
So then he started boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Canelo is that guy.
Canelo is fine.
Because he fought Floyd and got embarrassed. Nigga, you throwing your all and you coming up with air? He not, you could tell on his body language, he wasn't used. He was like, oh.
Yeah, man, the nigga only. This nigga the same age as me. You know what I'm saying? He 30.
But
yeah.
You fight Florida, then everybody else is like slow motion.
That's true.
But now, nigga.
Floyd like fighting water.
Nigga, I seen Canelo fight recently. That nigga a problem. Like, he throwing fangs.
This nigga is punching the shit out of
Floyd. Might not be able to.
Floyd can't catch him. That's what they saying. They like, right now, at Floyd age, he won't be able to dodge Canelo because Canelo done got way more tactical in it.
But everybody offense look different against that nigga. They don't throw the same punches with the same confidence they do.
It's Canelo. It's Canelo. He on his shit. He ain't changing up to fight Floyd. It's like, bro, you'll
watch that shit. Be like, what a hands, man. Throw your hands.
This nigga first pay per view fight was against Floyd.
Be scared to throw the hands at Floyd because they don't know what to hit.
Not no more.
This nigga got 37 knockouts.
They don't know their hands to.
37 knockouts.
You gotta respect it.
55 wins, 37 knockouts.
Floyd won't take.
Definitely gotta respect that. That's a fighter right there.
Floyd not fighting no more real fights. He going to China for $1 million, and he fighting YouTubers.
He going
to
fight China. Yeah, Chinamen and YouTubers all day.
With a little pocket money. For a little gambling money.
And I'm going to get in there and spar with motherfucking Javante and have him fight little Mexicans that's shorter than him. Then what he get, but nah. Well, shit, it's really about that time for Javante, too. Javante ain't finna fight nobody real, though.
Did y'all see AB last fight?
He ain't fighting nobody no more.
Yeah, they ain't fighting nobody for real, but he had to get his little bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's up.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he got his little, you know.
He's just trying to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
I think he owed money to somebody. I'm pretty sure.
He said that in one of his court things. He was like, if y'all not let me fight, I can't pay y'all back because that's how I'm going to pay y'all back with this next fight.
Yeah.
And then remember he said he was using somebody else's money on Instagram and shit?
Yeah.
Can't never have to go out like that. You can't never have to admit that. That's sad right there.
Yeah, this nigga Canelo was fighting like a motherfucker, bro. Fighting goddamn 4, 5, 6 times a year.
He trying to get that money.
Mexican, bro. He work.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, I mean, no disrespect.
Them motherfuckers fight.
I'm saying Floyd wasn't doing that. Floyd might fight your ass goddamn every year.
He fought 2 years. He fought twice a year. May and September. He
fought twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 50 fight. Yeah, 50 and 0, right? Or 51 and
50. 50.
Well, yeah, 50.
It was 49 before he fought.
And how many years he been fighting? At least 20. 20.
Good. Like 2008, this nigga had 8 fights.
Jesus Christ.
Canelo?
This nigga brain is fucking mush.
2009, Christ, this nigga had 7 fights. He
probably knocking niggas out. Like, he was quick.
A kid. The year he fought Floyd, he that was his second fight. Like, he had just had a fight in April, fought Floyd again in September.
Shit.
Nigga, you fight Floyd. This is my only fight. I'm preparing for this nigga all year, and I'm finna fight Floyd.
Must have been short notice or something.
Canelo ain't give a shit.
Yeah, after he fought Floyd, he only fought twice a year after that.
Yeah, because he was actual, got paid. He was actually in there.
Yeah, that was his first pay per view fight.
He got that money.
Even 2010, that nigga fought 1, 2, 3, 4 fights in 2010, 4 fights in 2011, 2 in 2012, and then 2 in 2013.
That's a crazy kind of schedule, though. Like, just having all them fights, like, early on like that.
Man, that's nuts.
Ah, man.
This nigga fought October 2005, November 2005, January 2006, February 2006, June 2006, July 2006, September. Hey, nigga had 2 fights in September.
What?
2 knockouts. Nigga fought on the 15th and the 29th. 2006. Knocked both of them niggas out. Then fought again December 8th.
But that's probably doing it. He was probably, like I said, that was early, though. Because that when you do them early fights, you're not fighting a lot of niggas that know.
You fight niggas on the same level as you.
That probably ain't even spending as much time in the ring as you is.
He was born in 1990, so in 2007, he was 17. 17.
Shit. That's wild.
Nigga 17 fighting 8 times a year.
Shit, you got
twice in the same month.
You got 17, nigga. You can do a lot at 17.
You got your mind in the right place.
And he was going home fucking hoes, going out, drinking and shit.
All the boxers be doing that shit, bro. Look at the history of them boxers, bro. All the motherfuckers give it up like that.
Because they know early, man. They family know early.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then, you know, because they know when they get in their real career, like 25, you ain't no more on that shit.
Yeah. And they treat them like champs and shit early too.
You don't meet no 25-year-old Ricky Boxer.
Them niggas
start when they 16.
Right.
Them niggas start when they 16.
You gotta get used to that though. But shit.
Yeah, that shit.
Did y'all want to finish up with this Bron shit, or y'all trying
to talk about the Bron shit right quick?
Who is the? What's the? How you say this nigga's name?
I don't know. You gonna have to just tell me what happened.
Ibrahimovic.
Okay, yeah, Ibrahimovic.
He's the LeBron of soccer as far as athleticism.
Zlatan.
Well, second to
Zlatan.
Galaxy, right?
Yeah, Zlatan.
Yeah, the tall dude with the ponytail.
With the ponytail, be talking shit.
And essentially, basically, he was in an interview. They asked him about LeBron. He talked about how good he was, but that he didn't like that he talked about politics in regards to the sports and shit like that. LeBron responded, said, I'm never going to not, you know, use my platform. Everything that he should say. Yeah. One thing just stuck out on me that he was talking about. He said that he would talk about oppressions that happened globally.
Who, LeBron said that?
Yeah.
But
the Hong Kong shit.
Because it's fucking with his money.
Yeah, and it was just, to me, that's why I feel so bad. And I wanted to tweet this, but I didn't know how to say it without kind of getting my point that I really wanted to get across. Is at the end of the day, all of LeBron shit, if you're not going to speak for everything with the same vigor that you speak for the shit that is close to you or can help you push your brand, it's all going to be hollow at the end of the day.
That's why Zlatan said, shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's...
Because that ain't real. You cap it. That you pander. Really?
That's what it comes down to. Because if you're not going to be willing to talk about something as serious and as a big a deal as something that's going on in China, if you believe in people's freedom in the way that you claim you do, there's some issues in regards to China and how they do treat their civil rights and their people there.
Now, can he take one step at a time, or can he make sure his people, you can't just start... juggling China shit. Man, we got the home front, bro.
I understand that.
His Twitter be going off all day about China shit.
And like, we going to lose track of this shit.
Then the
over
Latinos
here.
Will come up like, man, these motherfuckers is fucking up our parade. Goddamn. Right. Help us out, nigga. All right. Now, fuck.
I understand what you're saying. You can be selective with this shit.
It's okay to be selective.
He shouldn't have said what he said.
Yeah, he missed the wording, but... You got people trying to tear down the wording just to discredit
niggas gonna hold
everything
you to,
else he doing.
Niggas going to hold you to what you say, bro. If you say you a man of your word, you got to be impeccable with it. When you say what you say, you got to mean it. Because if not, right. A nigga's going to literally take what you say and turn that shit against you. And you didn't even mean it that way.
And that's why it's like, even if you look into some of the other stuff he did, like with the school, I think a lot of the stuff that he did and promises to do for the kids is dope. But at the same time, all he really kind of did, if you look at it, is he funded a public school. So it's not like he's not in any way control indicative of the lesson plan. It's still the same
the
public school. Yeah, he has no control of the curriculum. He's not any
bullshit.
Kind of accountability in regards to that. Like, Diddy has a charter school. Like
scholarships for these. I'm saying outside of that.
Like, I'm saying
he's changing family.
I'm not saying outside of you can go to college, but if you go to college with the mind of your oppressor, you're still going to college with the mind of your oppressor. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going with the intent to Diddy, goddamn.
Diddy has a charter school where he is in control of the curriculum and what the kids are learning. So then now there's more accountability if those kids don't span out and to do something after going to his
like,
school.
Damn, nigga, here Diddy, it's just teaching them bullshit.
Yeah, and here it's just at the end of you still at a public school. Yeah. Granted, it's a special public school, and we've all seen kids
it's
that do that.
Because
but
that's how it's probably state funded. I mean,
It's yeah, it's special
because
school.
It's LeBron shit.
But LeBron has added money to the funding too.
The free scholarship shit with the you know. Connections with
but that's his shit outside of it though. That's his shit outside of the school. He was just promising those kids at that school those things.
Same pot. That's how you can do that.
No, I'm not saying that's not a problem. I'm saying
with the state again. If you Diddy don't got no connections. His
Diddy got connections with the state.
If his curriculum can transfer to a college, motherfuckers might be starting remedial shit.
But I'm saying if that's the case though, say if that's the case that. There's some issues in regards to that. Now you can look at Diddy and say, hey, Diddy, there's some problems in your curriculum.
Right.
Do this. If there's some problems in LeBron's curriculum, he can't do shit. That's the issue. Where it's
that's
because
it's not
accountability.
Curriculum.
Yeah.
It's already set.
That's what that's the thing where it's like we giving him this praise.
But we
like
know
he's
that
making
the curriculum
change when you're not. You're just
up,
funding
though.
What's
we
already
know
continuing.
These kids ain't learning what they need to be learning.
So that's
so
where
like,
the issue
personally
comes from.
For me, if I was to start a school, I would want my own curriculum, implemented in the school. That's what I want to be taught because I know that the public school curriculum ain't shit. I mean, I would probably take that and tweak it. Take the public school curriculum and tweak it. Like, we going to put a little more emphasis on this. Let's add this in there. That ain't in there. Let's take that bullshit out. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron ain't trying to have his hand that much in it. He just want to fund the shit, put some money in, and say he did that.
And I'm saying when you look at it, and again, it's not to be hating or nothing. It's just to look at it. You have to know what you're all looking at because a lot of times people will see that and think, oh, he's really making a change in that aspect. When it's like, no, it's more so he's funding.
He's making a change.
No, when I say making a change, I mean a radical change. You know what I'm saying? Something
he's making a change in people's lives
like
by
Republican term.
That's just what they try to manipulate that term.
Yeah,
you know how they throw that around over
he's
there.
Changing hey, people's bro. Lives because he's giving them a better opportunity for
the
like resources at school. You're giving resources at school that you know these kids may not be privy to if it wasn't for you. So that's the change that's being made.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's not. The change that I feel like when you read those press release, it don't sound like that. You know what I'm saying?
So you want him to get less credit for what he's doing?
No, I just want it. I want credit to come with accountability. I think that should be nothing but fair. Okay. So, but I'm good there. That's all I wanted to touch on. We really did it. 2 hours just about. I'm proud of us, guys.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. We hadn't been here in a while, so we had a lot of shit to catch up.
Well, get
up
used
on.
To it. It's going to be more of this kind of format. You know, you're going to get one big show from us, and we're going to cut it up, and, you know, me and JoJo going to be putting it on the socials and shit, getting it out there. But, you just get used to it, you know. Listen to the whole thing. If not, cut it up, you know. You got a whole week.
Listen to it throughout the week, goddamn.
Listen to day here, listen to day there, you know.
Fuck with us.
Smoke your blood.
Drink your drink, you know. Do your thing, whatever it is you do. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in, man. We back, you know. We back season 2. No more hiatus, man. No more. We had to take a break. Black History Month. We had to, you know, let the folks know who really run this. You know what I'm saying? Feel like we made a good statement. So y'all just make sure y'all tune in, man. Y'all be here next week with us. Appreciate everybody fucking with us. Shout out to everybody, man. Forever Up, Prestigious Pedigree, Mr. Upholstery, Brain Language Art, goddamn Rich Atlanta Royalty, man. Shout out to everybody, man. If I leave anybody off, man, we fuck with you. Please, 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 please believe it, man. Thought for Narcissist Podcast, baby. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. We out.
I took that bitch song. I get the money, don't know nothing else. I just can't get tired, ain't catching my breath. I feel like I'm close, but I can't take a step. Look down at my daughter, then I took a step. I kiss on my bitch like I love you to death. I'm moving in silence, I'm quiet as hell. I keep a whipping right out of my belt, cause I know that these niggas gon' have for some help. And if I'm solo, 308, kick it jumping like a pogo. Fuck, nigga, run it down, that's a no-no. Nigga plotting, but I'm picking out the people. Blue spit, tear, straight back at the door. 100 round, talk.